Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy you, sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll feel. Every weekend, better. Need a podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Episode number 151 here to talk about a Renap tradition unlike any other. We're talking about Leprechaun 4, Leprechaun in Space here today. It is spooky season, and we will get into a very spooky movie here as we have for the previous 3 Octobers here on Renap, as we are in year 4 of Rob Nick Evening, the podcast with a man who is on 3.5 podcasts. Here he is, Akiva Whitaker.
What's going on, Rob?
How are you?
You know, we didn't do anything special for 150, so let's do something special for 151.
What's that?
Let's do the best episode we've ever done.
Do a shot of Bacardi 151.
I didn't know that was a thing. There's something called Bacardi. Is that rum?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like that's like what the proof is.
I thought it was in the pudding, the proof.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about alcohol. I don't know the difference between like
rum. I think it's discontinued. Rum. It's discontinued, but maybe you get like an age bottle.
It got canceled?
Bacardi 151 is a discontinued brand of highly alcoholic rum made by Bacardi Limited. It's named for its alcohol proof of 151. It's flammable. It's flammable.
Isn't the proof percent?
I think that it's like twice the percent. So this was 75.5% alcohol.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's so practically Purell at that point.
The most alcohol you could have is 200 proof?
Yeah.
And like, what's an example of something that's too, like pure grain alcohol?
Is that? I guess so.
200 proof? But like anybody in the 190... Is 151 as high as they go? Does anybody go to
It was as high as they went, and I think they stopped, had to stop making it.
Oh, but is any other company go to like 160, 170?
No, I think it was because it was too dangerous, 151.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's not, okay, so it was like bad, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, Bacardi 151, that's this.
What's beer? What proof is beer? Is beer even a proof?
I mean, I feel like beer is like 5%. I guess it's like 10 proof.
But how come they don't say proof for beer? Only for hard alcohol do they say proof.
So I think it sounds kind of like you're like a lightweight. You're talking about like 10 proof, 8 proof.
Mm-hmm. 10 proof beer.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like more than 5% sounds like nothing.
You need 21 proof to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Okay, this has been my alcohol lesson. I really don't know much about drinking. Yeah.
But it's well established that you are like a noted teetotaler.
Basically, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. One of my hot takes in the original hot take off was like, nobody should ever get drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't like that one.
I think, you know, got a little heavy for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
A little preachy.
I mean, it's a good take.
Yeah. What about in your younger days? So that did you used to like? Was there a like a you know a more wild and rambunctious Uncle Kiwi?
I don't think so. I think this is who I am. Like, I have like the same hobbies since like you know 1990, mm-hmm. which is mostly like watching sports.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I don't think so. I don't like I was never into drinking or drugs or really or like partying. I got married when I was 20.
Mm-hmm.
So not really. That would have been like, I mean, I'm sure I was like, my behavior was probably wilder. Like I wasn't like a good, like well-behaved kid in like school necessarily, in like high school or junior high school.
Like what were you doing? Like running football pools when the teachers weren't looking?
Yeah, definitely a lot of gambling, but also a lot of wise guy comments, you know, a lot of those.
I get that.
Occasionally get in trouble. The problem is like sometimes the teacher is like, you let it go. And sometimes like you get home and it's like your parents got a call. Like, hey, you know what Mr. Rosenbaum said?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're in big trouble. Mm-hmm. The problem is with teachers narking, not with what I was saying.
Yeah.
Like they were telling
what
on me.
What you
my
said
parents.
Was fine. It was that the teachers were just not getting it.
Yeah. I feel like you get three strikes or something. They're just going straight to the top.
What about when you were a teacher? Did you have to call the parents a lot?
I did. Not a lot, but I did
was
have to
it
call
because
a few
you just
times.
Didn't get the jokes that the kids were telling?
I didn't get the jokes like when one of my students stole the principal's computer. I didn't get that hilarious
bit.
That's
a hilarious bit.
It was a good bit. I mean, I think the principal said, like, bring it back or I'm calling the police. It was very funny.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't my computer. So honestly, I didn't really care much about that.
Was it a Mac or a PC?
That's a good question. I think it was a PC.
Yeah. Okay, I'm surprised.
I don't even think he would have left the Mac just lying around. Yeah, the kid did it as a bit. Like, he wasn't going to use the computer. He just was mad at the teacher. Thought it would be funny.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of funny in hindsight. Like, I hope that kid's all right now. I don't remember his name, but it was pretty funny. Yeah, it wasn't mine. So
shout out
if
he's a listener.
I really doubt he's a listener. I got like Facebook friend requests with a lot of my students.
Yeah.
From a lot of my students in whatever it was, 2009 or 2008, when I was, you know, out of college teaching.
Yes.
And I didn't accept them, but they're still in like my like friend requests. So they're still in the queue. So one day I'm just going to like accept them like 17 years
There's
after
no
they were sent.
No expiration date?
No expiration date on the request. They're still there. 100% they're still there.
Should that be on the wheels? Should we go through our old Facebook friend requests?
That could be in the mini episode. That could be in the variety pack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We could do that. I mean, you probably have a lot.
I don't even know where to look for them anymore.
I don't know either, but I think when you get one, then it's easier to find them, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, like I have the bell. That's like, okay, my notifications. Are they in my notifications?
I think if you click on the friends, that like that tab, let's say someone friends you and you click on that, I think somewhere in there. This is like the most boomer conversation we've ever had.
I know. I feel like if we were boomers, we would know exactly where to go.
Yeah. And it's funny because I really don't use Facebook. But I did notice.
What was your last Facebook status update?
I don't think I ever posted one.
You never posted one.
I've posted like a couple times in the last 7 years. Like here's a podcast. But even that's like. Once or twice.
I'm looking and I'm trying to see. I see people like post on your page. People,
but it's probably just happy birthday. And then it's 12 months later.
Yeah, I'm trying to see like what's the last original post you have on your Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
I don't even see one.
Yeah, I don't do it. My picture is from 2007 or 2008. It's like a 13-year-old profile picture. The kid is in a box. It's like a 1-year-old baby in a box. She's 15 now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why was the baby in the box?
Yeah, she climbed into the box. We took a picture and with like, you know, probably like a dumb Nokia phone camera. And then it's still the picture.
I think the last original post from Akiva on his Facebook page was from September 20th, 2017.
To post the
Eventbrite page for Seinfeld, the post show recap podcast.
That's funny.
Recording.
No, I posted a Deadspin article, I see. But yeah, that's up there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. It was actually an invite to the Facebook event.
Okay. An invite to the, to the Facebook page
Facebook
where we had
an invite. Yeah.
We never found out that lady in the front row, who she was, the lady who was like just laughing the whole time. Mm-hmm.
Do people make any Facebook invites to invite people to things anymore?
Maybe they are and we're not getting invited. I'm looking through 2016. We won Posture Recaps, won the podcast award.
Yeah.
That's on my page.
Okay.
That was exciting.
Yeah.
I got tagged
I've
in
ice cold on podcast awards.
I don't even think they do the awards anymore, do they?
Can't win one. No, they made it that I couldn't win them anymore.
Oh, you're banned from winning?
They named the entertainment category the Rob Has a Podcast Entertainment Awards, and they retired me from winning.
I think that's like, so you think that's a punishment because your listeners voted too much?
Yeah.
All right, there's worse punishments. Mm-hmm. I mean, you really wanted a campaign. You remember you did like, let's say there was like 20 days before the podcast awards. You did like 20 mini podcasts before the awards.
Yeah.
Which in hindsight, like why? Why'd that happen? I'm not sure.
Why did we try to win an award?
No, like, but why were you doing a daily podcast to win the award? I guess to get people to vote.
Yeah, remind people to vote every day.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
But was that a bad strategy?
No, you won. It was a great strategy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what's weird? We must have posted like some of these Seinfeld up. I see like on my main page, we were posting, I just ran into the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. My kid's doing it in 2014.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys, remember that? Should we bring that back?
No, people don't like you when you talk about that.
Oh, bring back the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I think it's a Seinfeld podcast.
Oh, no, not that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Leprechaun is what we're here to talk about today. Last week, we played the Reverse Family Feud, which I thought was a very fun game. I'm surprised Reverse Family Feud hasn't caught on more.
Yeah, I think that was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would play that again. It was good. Maybe people said it should have been longer. It was just we just gave them a snack of the Reverse Family Feud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, Reverse Family Feud was a big hit. So thanks so much to TikTok Nicole and to Puya and Liana for being here for that. But today we turn our attention to an old friend. Lep.
Yes. Well, maybe our best friend on this podcast. I guess Whoopi's probably our best friend.
Is he our best friend? Boy, how many Leprechaun movies are left after today?
I'm not sure. I know we're going to the hood next time. I think it's Leprechaun in the Hood.
Are we going to the hood?
Well, we'll discuss that. That's what today's podcast is about.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, one of the things about the Leprechaun podcast
might have to be four and done on Leprechaun.
Well, how about this? Every Leprechaun podcast is really a referendum on should we keep doing the Leprechaun podcast. I'll say this. Ice-T is in the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Someone had said years ago that they want to come on for that one. We had a good guest
mm-hmm.
for Leprechaun 5 in the Hood.
Yeah, the fifth Leprechaun movie is Leprechaun in the Hood. And then that's from the year 2000. And then there's Leprechaun
back to the hood. Well, I mean, then 5 must be incredible if it got its own sort of sequel, honestly.
Yeah, like it's probably almost like that one is like basically like Leprechaun in the Hood too, but it's technically
and that's it. After Leprechaun that, it's that's it. We're only doing 6, so
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
at most, like yeah. We're never leaving the Hood.
Then there's a Leprechaun Origins, but I don't know if that's part of the.
That's not Warwick Davis. I think if it's not a Warwick, sorry, Warwick someone Davis. Complained that we always say Warwick.
Although there is a W in his name.
Yeah, well, it's silent. There's W in my name, and it's silent too. Eva
mm-hmm.
Eniker.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, I think that. Well, but this could be it. We'll go over our feelings for this movie. I mean, there's movies, Rob. There are films, and then there's cinema. And I think this movie was just straight up cinema.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if people wanted to watch Leprechaun 4 : it's not Leprechaun in space. It's Leprechaun 4 : in space. Yes. The same week
implying
that
there's
William
been three
Shatner
more
went to space. Yeah,
yeah, implying that there's been three more Leprechauns that were in space.
Hmm. Yeah.
Actually, that's not really what it implies.
No, not so much. Leprechaun 3 wasn't Leprechaun 3 : in Vegas.
No, they should. I mean, Vegas wasn't as hot then. Like, they were ahead of their time on the Vegas trip.
They were ahead of their time. You know? Yeah.
Although The Hangover is not called, like, they didn't mention the Vegas in the title, The Hangover. But yeah, I agree that they've never, well, the first one was like in the woods, right? The Jennifer Aniston one.
Yeah. The first one was just sort of like in the middle of nowhere. The second one was in Los Angeles, if I recall.
Yeah. Second one is very LA. The third one is Vegas. And they're like, what do we do? A lot of times you'll go to like Paris or Hong Kong in these movie series to differentiate from the first few. We've never been to New York. No, we're going straight to space.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Again, we don't know in Leprechaun in the Hood where what city that is taking place in.
We will find out hopefully next year, but maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. We have talked about the first three movies that, you know, Leprechaun is not a role model.
No.
Yeah. we don't think that he is somebody that people should look up to.
Mm-mm.
You know, we don't condone his behavior.
Not at all. In fact, I would. Would you say we condemn it?
We certainly condemn Leprechaun's behavior. We've mm-hmm. watched him kill utmost, you know, countless people.
Would you say he's a serial killer? Lep?
Yes.
He's got a lot of bodies. Or is he a mass? Is there a difference between a mass murderer?
I think he's more of a mass murderer than a serial killer. Yeah.
Right. It's not like, I mean, it is pretty planned out. I don't know. We're really also, we don't really view one of the weird things about the Leprechaun movies. You're not really viewing things through the eyes of the Leprechaun. Like, we don't know why he's chosen like these POV. People.
Well, we do. I mean, I think we often do know why he's killing the people, usually because they touched his skull.
Yeah, they touched his skull. But in this movie, they didn't really touch his skull that much.
No, I think they kind of did.
They did, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. If you're following the plot from Leprechaun 3, at the end of Leprechaun 3, spoiler alert, Leprechaun is, killed in Vegas. And there's a young man and a young woman, and they end up like getting like Leprechaun is granting wishes in Leprechaun 3. And then, you know, that's the end of it. You know, the year is like, you know, early 90s. We have a huge time jump here in Leprechaun 4.
In terms of when the movie's actually filmed. Is this from what, 97?
No. I mean, in terms of like the year of between Leprechaun 3, we have no idea what has happened in the last like 300 years of humanity.
Because that's true.
Leprechaun 4, you know, Leprechaun 3 takes place in like 1992. Leprechaun mm-hmm. 4 takes place in 2392.
Did they say that?
No, 2392? I'm guessing. What year do you think it was?
Oh, I thought it was like, 20 years in the future.
Only 20 years in the future.
Mm-hmm. They were very ambitious about space travel.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the movie was from 1996, so you think it was 2016 in the movie?
Something like that. 2016, 2020, somewhere around. 2020, in 96, 2020 sounded like, oh, we'll never get there. Don't worry about it. That's the future. Now we're past it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even anything to write home about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I guess you'd write home like, dear mom, things are terrible.
Yes. So, Leprechaun 4, colon, in space, you can watch this movie on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think if you message Akiva, he might have another link for you.
Imagine giving the richest man on earth $4 to watch this film. That's how Bezos got so rich. He's mm-hmm. making $4 off Leprechaun 4. Who knows what he's making off like The Godfather?
Mm-hmm.
That's a racket he's running.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, it's like, tell me you're a Leprechaun fan without telling me you're a Leprechaun fan. I just mm-hmm. gave Jeff Bezos $4.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Only way to see it. They've got it unlock.
Yeah, I mean, there was a bidding war. Amazon won. They have exclusive rights forever.
Yeah.
And would Netflix take this for free?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think they take it. Like, I think there is some quality control, right? Like, I'm sure, like, if some small movie that wasn't on one of the 4 or 5 major streaming sites, I wonder if they turn... That's a good question. If anybody works at Netflix, would you guys turn something down for free if it was, like, just... You know, below, if it had like a 3.4 on IMDb and no redeeming qualities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can I tell you the tagline for this movie?
No.
I can't?
You can. Do you know?
Oh, no. I'm going to tell you the tagline for the movie. Once, and it's like Lep looking at like a picture of someone landing on the moon, like Neil Armstrong, probably. Mm-hmm. One of those. You know, maybe it's William Shatner today. And it's one small step for man. One giant leap of terror.
One giant lep for mankind. That's it. It was right there in front of them.
Yeah. Yes.
And and spoiler alert, also, he does turn into a giant lep in this movie.
Yes. Yeah. They never call him lep. We call him lep. They've mm-hmm. never called him lep at any point in the 4 movies. And the word leprechaun does not appear in this film. He's never referred to as leprechaun. He's just an alien.
Yeah, I feel like that something seemed off from Leprechaun 4, between Leprechaun 4 and Leprechaun 3.
Well, here's what's weird. Brian Trenchard-Smith, same director of both movies, so mm-hmm. it's not like things have changed. Oh, by the way, I see someone saying that this movie takes place in 2096. I didn't see that at the beginning, but maybe I missed it. I'm wrong. It's not 2020.
Is that our producer in your ear?
Yes, that is Sam Moore just whispered, it's 2096. Mm-hmm. I don't know if like, I will say, I'll give the Leprechaun series a lot of credit. They have almost no respect, like you were saying, for the previous movies. There's no homages to previous movies. There's no, other than like Lep being into gold, there's no real like through lines.
No mythology, nothing.
No mythology, never like, I understand it's not like the same crew, but there's never any actors reappearing at all, even in cameos. It's just like, let's make the next one. Lep is the star. We don't need anything else. There's no love. Even these movies, which were, as I said, directed by the same person, there's just nothing in common.
Right. Right. And here in space, I almost wonder if they had like another movie that was like a space movie. And like, no, can you make Leprechaun be in this movie?
I think that's sort of what happened, was that their first image I read was like Leprechaun. Like their first idea was make an Apollo 13 spoof.
Okay.
With Lep as Tom Hanks.
Yeah, that's what they were going for.
Oh yeah, that's literally what I read. Yes. I don't know what it means, but that's,
I have no idea if you are joking or not.
No, 100% true. It's on IMDb. You can check it in the trivia.
So it's in the IMDb. They watched trivia. Apollo 13 and they were like, "Oh, how hilarious would it be if we parodied this movie and then had, instead of Tom Hanks, Leprechaun?"
According to Dave Trippett, the executive in charge of production for the first three, it started out as Apollo 13 spoof. They saw the promo art and they had artwork made up of Tom Hanks's face being replaced by Leprechaun. And that's what started the script for the movie.
Wow. It's incredible.
I'd rather watch this again than Apollo 13. Like, have you seen that? Has anybody rewatched Apollo 13 in the last 20 years? Like, it was great, but I feel like it's probably very boring, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't rewatched it.
Yeah. Let's not put that in the, I mean, it's not crappy. We can't put it in the crappy movie diaper, but maybe for Space Month, we'll put it in or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
If there's a Space Month.
All right. So, Akiva, this movie opens up as we follow the, do we know the name of this ship?
I don't think so.
I don't think
so. It's just like a ship that is floating in space somewhere.
Yeah, that they didn't really, what I like about this movie is that they didn't really blow the whole budget on effects. Because I think a lot of times that these like sci-fi movies, like they try to make it feel like really realistic and not like you're watching like a screensaver.
Yeah, well, when you're actually on a set, I think the sets are okay. When they're outside the ship and stuff, that's like done on one old computer.
Right, right. I think the special effects were done on like a Sega Genesis.
Yeah, the effects are bad. Mm-hmm. The actual set design is good, and the makeup and like the costumes are pretty good, except when Lep becomes a giant, then it's pretty stupid. Mm-hmm.
There's been some sort of an interruption to the galactic mining operation. And to the tune of, so this interruption has cost the galactic mining operation $500 million, Akiva. $500 million.
We don't know if that's a lot of money in 2096 or a little, but they're not happy about it.
Yeah. I'm surprised. I feel like that would not be that much money in 2096.
Yeah. Inflation. Forget about it.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe inflation's going to go the other way at some point.
Oh, okay. So that's now a lot of money. That's again. Okay.
A lot of money. Okay. Mm-hmm. And there's a crew. I wouldn't say that we really get to know too much about the motivations of the crew.
Not a lot of character building in this movie.
No.
Unfortunately.
They're basically, would you say, are they astronauts? They're referred to as Marines quite a bit.
They're more like soldiers in the sky than astronauts.
And seemingly, like an army. Yeah, more like soldiers of fortune than anything else. Like, this isn't right, like Starfleet. No Tuvix around here.
Yeah, I do not believe they're on a government salary. I think they're operating independently.
Yeah, they seem to be like independent contractors, and they are like doing work for scientists.
Yeah, there's like a mysterious boss that we meet more of, and he's on camera.
Yeah.
And but we don't, and like there's new crew coming in, but we don't know a lot about their origin story at all. That's correct.
And they have to go and stop Lep. I guess Lep has been the person who's been interrupting the mining operation.
Yeah, he's interfering with what they're doing. Lep's up to his own stuff. They're trying to kill Lep. He doesn't know they exist, I don't think.
Okay. And so Lep, that his big plan has been, he has like captured some space princess.
Yeah, he captures her, but also like he's courting her. Like
he needs to marry. He needs royal blood for something this time.
I think he's just trying to get the family gold or something. It's not. She's a poor princess. That's explained.
Mm-hmm.
Like her backstory, her dad was very generous and gave away all his money to his people.
Yeah,
but yeah, he wants to become King Lep.
Yeah.
He knows he has the gold and she doesn't. She's a poor princess, doesn't have any money.
And he has gold, right. And so it looks like that she's like a damsel in distress. But once he like explains to her, like, look at all these jewels, she's like, okay, like, like, I'll marry you, Leprechaun. You're loaded.
Yeah. And they want to kill each other.
Yeah.
They're both planning for like a one night wedding.
You think so?
Like one night marriage. Well, yeah, he is going to kill her for, you know, once he marries her, he doesn't like, he is like, that's it. He's the king.
Yeah.
Whether he kills her or not. And she just wants his money. And they also do a thing. It's a very annoying couple thing where they like mutter under their breath what they feel about the other person, the whole movie,
mm-hmm.
but the other person doesn't hear it. Very sitcom-y, you know,
a little sitcom-y, but you know, I feel like that this was probably like the best match. I feel like that of the women that Lep has been interested in, I think this is the first time that there was a woman who was just not like not repulsed by him.
Yeah, she reciprocated. She knew he was rich and she was up for it.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just say what, you know, everyone's thinking. Lep has been very unlucky in love over the first three movies. But here he's got a chance. He really, you know, him and this princess.
Yeah.
It could be love. Yeah. Of course. Absolutely. I wanted Lep to just be happy once mm-hmm. and for all.
Mm-hmm. So on board this ship, we meet a new person who's like a member of the crew. She's a doctor, Dr. Mm-hmm. Collins. Jessica Collins is her real name. Doctor, I don't know her. She was a doctor. Her real name is Tina. Feels weird to call her Dr. Tina.
Dr. Tina?
Yeah.
IMDb says Tina Reeves.
Reeves, Dr. Reeves.
But I don't think she gets called that. A lot of them have nicknames.
No, there's, I have books in my notes, Dr. Reeves. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Because there's sticks, there's books, but she doesn't have a nickname.
Yeah. And so Dr. Reeves is a member of the crew. I'm not really sure why. I don't know what she's there to study.
Why is she the doctor?
No, why does this crew need a doctor?
Well, I think every ship needs a doctor.
There's like
I think
four
she's
people
there
on the ship.
At sometimes there's four, but then there's also a nightclub that like,
yes.
I think maybe we're only seeing a few of them, but maybe there are like dozens.
No, I thought the same thing. I'm like, oh, there must be a lot of people on this ship because they have a whole nightclub. But no, I don't think so, because we never see anybody else.
Well, I thought they just didn't want to pay extras, honestly.
Well, they make no effort to save any of the other people when the ship is going to self-destruct.
Yeah, well, they're bad people. They're very selfish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So she's on board this crew and she doesn't really fit in with these, mercenaries.
Right. A lot of them are sort of meatheads and she is, she's a book smart person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so basically they're led by this guy, Sarge, and Sarge has a metal plate in his head. His head like got kind of blown off in mm-hmm. like the battles. Yeah. I think this is a theme in the movie. There's a lot of people that have had like been disfigured in the space wars.
Yeah. The war of 2084.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Sarge has like kind of like a like metal like where like his like I guess his brain would be exposed, but instead he has like a metal silver cranium.
Yeah, yeah, he's got the thing. Does anybody else have a weird something else also?
Mittenhand?
Well, yeah, that I mean that you know is like that gets tricky. Also, he's mm-hmm. got a lot of things going on. Mm-hmm. Dr. Mittenhand.
Yeah. In the credits, he is billed as a metalhead, but they also call him Sarge.
Yeah, Sarge is he's large and in charge.
Yeah,
there's a lot of guys walking around shirtless or in tank tops.
Yeah, some hot guys on this ship.
Very few women. I think she's. Yeah. I think the doctor the only woman.
No, there's a second woman. There's another woman.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, Dolores.
Ah,
did you forget her name? Okay.
What?
I have an easy way for you to remember. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Dolores is the other woman. There's two women on the ship. All right. So that they have to go and stop Lep, and they basically like take this away team to go and stop Lep, and they bring like a lot of guns, a lot of hardware. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And basically they just are going to blow Lep away.
By the way, sorry to interrupt. Dolores is Heidi from Home Improvement. I did not recognize her.
Okay. Yes. Well, you are a big Home Improvement stan.
Well, I mean, most of these people are not like are not notable.
Mm-hmm.
And there weren't a lot of that guys in this movie, people mm-hmm. that you recognize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they go to war with Lep.
Yeah.
While he is like whining and dining, really golding and dining.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The princess.
Yes. And basically they're going to like throw like a grenade and like they basically like take out Lep and the princess.
We don't know the rules of killing Lep.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be like he can die for like 2 minutes and then he just stops.
He can regenerate. You can shoot him, you can blow him up, but he'll cut his own fingers off sometimes. He's like a starfish. It just regenerates.
You'd think he'd be more successful at the things he's trying to do if he has like these superpowers and he can really, bounce back from being murdered.
He can also do magic. Yeah.
Yeah, he can do magic. He
didn't do a lot of magic in this movie.
He doesn't. I think he left too much on the table. I think he got a little confident and he figured, oh, I'm going to beat these losers by myself. And then he just got demolished by them.
At one point, Leprechaun takes a guy out with, he ends up, because his ass is in space, he kind of has like a Star Wars lightsaber. Kiva, do you know what a lightsaber is?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah. He like gets sick. The one time in the movie, he basically takes out like a Star Wars type laser sword and just like takes a guy's leg off.
Yeah, very graphic, by the way. This movie may have been, was it the most graphic of the four? Actually, maybe not.
I don't know.
I don't think it was.
They're all tied for, there was probably some more gross stuff when we get to later on in the film, but I felt it was par for the course for these films.
I guess, yeah, you're right. It's the type of movie you're shutting off when your kids are walking in the room, but yeah, this wasn't especially bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I was like asked by my son, I told him I would watch Leprechaun 4. He's like, Dad, didn't you already watch that movie? I was like, yes. And like, didn't you say Leprechaun died? I'm like, well, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a good memory. I think that, well, by the way, how excited are we for, in your household for the new Home Alone? Just the trailer just dropped yesterday.
I mean, I don't think my kids even know about it. Are you kids excited?
It's funny. I told them if they'd like clean up today, they could watch it, but then it never happened. So I forgot it and they went to sleep.
They could watch the trailer?
Well, I said there's a trailer for a movie you love, like a new movie. And my son said, you think I'm cleaning up my whole room for a trailer? And that was
No, I mean, that's not that exciting, a trailer.
I thought it would be a good deal. Like, I didn't even tell him what movie, but mm-hmm. I don't know if it would help or hurt his favorite movie.
Yeah, series, do we have any interest in that?
Do we have any interest?
Yeah.
Like covering it ourselves?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, it seems like they just did like a complete remake of the original Home Alone.
Yeah, but this time the kid's British. It's much different.
Yeah, and the kid is British. And then also it was good because I feel like, so many of the special effects in the original Home Alone are so outdated. And so they could like update it now with like modern special effects.
Like marbles, instead of them slipping on marbles, they could slip on like NFTs.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a woman bad guy now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the bad guys seem like the biggest departure is that the bad guys are a couple.
Bad guys are a couple.
Although, do we know for a fact that the bad guys weren't a couple in the original Home Alone?
It's a good point. It's a good point.
I mean, they argued like one, am I right?
It's true. You are right. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Maybe that's like the fan fiction that maybe somebody could write.
Honestly, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I like that theory. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they blow up Leprechaun and the princess with a grenade. Case closed. Forget it. Quick
case
movie.
Never closed with Leprechaun.
Yeah, it's over. And these mercenaries, they're so excited. One guy, he's like, "All right, we came, we saw, we conquered. I'm gonna urinate on the dead foot of Leprechaun."
really, I mean, it's essentially probably a war crime. You're just, you know, peeing on the person you kill. It's crazy.
Yeah. And like a leprechaun's head was right there. It was like staring at him. This is like, I guess that's like adding insult to injury, but this guy is just like, yeah, he must've really had to go.
Yeah. It's really, yeah. Like this guy would just be completely canceled nowadays. It's like some video comes out, he like murders leprechaun and then is peeing on him. Mm-hmm. Forget about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this would be a PR nightmare for the space.
Absolutely.
Force. Yeah.
Absolutely. A lot of apology notes, emails and stuff.
Like right. That. And so he's just like urinating away. And then we see like a little like thing, like almost like he got like an electric shock from like urinating on leprechaun's foot. And I like made a mental note. I'm like, oh, that was unusual.
Mm-hmm.
I bet something. I mean,
the whole scenario was pretty unusual.
I bet something's going to happen there. All right. But yeah, otherwise they go back to the ship and it's party time. We killed Lep. Mm-hmm. They bring back the princess's body.
They keep calling her a casualty, but she's like alive, right? Sort of.
No, I don't. I think she's dead, but I think that they go to work on like doing like experiments to try to bring her back to life.
Right.
They do a lot of experiments on this ship with like regenerating like a flesh.
But you asked why they need a doctor. Like, that's probably why they need a doctor. They're doing all these science experiments. They need a doctor.
I guess so. But it seems like the science experiments are happening, like, not with the help of Dr. Reeves.
Right. That's true. Well, she's not doing the evil stuff because she's
good. Yeah, there's, like, evil experiments. And then I guess they need a doctor for, like, you know, who has a cold.
Mm-hmm. Well, the old...
First aid.
The guy who's on, like, an iPad, basically... somewhere else is telling them what to do. Yes. Dr. Mittenhand is telling them what to do. There's also a balding creepy guy.
Yeah.
Harold, who is just a bit like the least redeemable person in the whole movie, including the mass murderer Lep, who's just like assaulting this woman while she's dead, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy, they didn't do a lot of character building, but he's very,
well, he doesn't make it in the end at least. Right. He dies.
Yeah. He dies. I mean, most of these people are going to die.
Almost spoiler. Almost everybody dies. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So back on the ship, we're hearing this, I guess it's like a union issue of like, basically, you know, there's sort of like a great resignation going on. Everybody just like doesn't want to work anymore.
I mean, they're partying. There's a dance club for the 10 people who are on the ship, and they're dancing and trying to meet women.
But Sergeant Metalhead says, look, our contracts are up at midnight. You know, we're out of here.
How long do you think their contracts were that they were like, is it like a 2-week deal? I don't know how that worked.
I don't know. But they're like, no, we're not done. You can't leave yet.
Very hard to leave. Like, no, you can't fire me. I quit. You're on the ship. You still have to stay there.
Yeah.
Very tricky.
One of the other experiments they do is they have some sort of like a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids type machine. And for some reason, they're taking Leprechaun's gold and shrinking it very tiny.
Mm-hmm. A very strange decision, because I think the value in gold is in the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what they're doing. It's honestly a terrible decision.
Yeah. Ideally, you'd want to take like small pieces of gold and then blow them up really big.
Yeah, I think that's the only move. It's just completely nuts. Unless they were just trying to get rid of the gold altogether. Yeah, I don't know what they're doing.
Maybe you want to shrink it and like hide it.
Leprechaun's very good at hiding the gold, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Leprechaun doesn't have a pot of gold in this movie.
No, there's not a lot of exposition about the gold. We really get straight into things here. He barely mentions gold during this movie.
Yeah, he doesn't talk about it a lot. He's more into, like, I need to marry this princess so I could become a king. Like, he's a little bit more, like, drunk with power, Leprechaun here. This is, like, all, like, a power play for Leprechaun. I really did find his motivations to be very curious in this film, as opposed to the other films in the series where he has a very clear motivation of he has a pot of gold that has 100 coins. Somebody touched his gold. He's pissed.
Yeah, I think he's thinking more long-term now. Forever, he's just wanted to get gold. Now he's diversifying his portfolio.
I feel like we don't even know him anymore.
It's like when your friend goes away for 100 years and then you see him again and it's like, who are you?
That's not the Lep
I once loved.
Yeah. Who are you? And it's like I think in some of the opening sequences of the earlier films, it's like we see him in the 1600s, same guy. All of a sudden, 100 years later, completely different person.
Yeah, I know. I agree. And it's like, have we outgrown him or has he outgrown us is really the question.
That is a good question. We go to the ship's disco, and you know, this is like a real party. They got a disco ball.
Yeah, it's very dark.
It's very dark. And, you know, like for like four or five people on this crew, I mean, they're really partying.
They're having a good time. They like to drink. They like to just wear, you know, like undershirts. They're having fun.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they do pour one out for the guy who, you know, the Marine they lost.
Mm-hmm.
But there's kind of a hookup happening.
Yeah. So is this Heidi or is this the doctor?
This is Dolores.
Mm-hmm. So Heidi from Home Improvement.
Yes.
And who's she getting with?
So I'm not sure which of the guys she is going to be, you know, hitting it off with.
They're mostly interchangeable, honestly.
Yeah. So I think there's a couple of guys. There's Mooch, Kowalski, mm-hmm. and Lucky.
Okay. What about Styx?
Styx is the guy who's going to go and go to the type in the password at the end of the movie.
Oh, okay, fine.
It was not Styx.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm writing this down.
So anyway, she's like Dolores and this guy. I mean, it's getting like hot and heavy.
Yeah. Do people still say hot and heavy in 2096?
I think so. I mean, it was like they were sweating. It seemed like very hot. So they're like, hey, we're not going to just like hook up in front of everybody here on this ship. Like, we need to go like get some privacy. And they like go off to go find someplace on the ship. And they can't even keep their hands off each other, these two. And like the woman is like kissing him. And this guy is like, hey, slow down, take it easy. And she's like, she's not even touching him. Like, yeah, hey, he's whoa, not so rough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're right. They're having fun. But he also has some weird nicknames for his junk that I wrote down.
Yes. What was it? What was his nickname?
Well, he said, hey, you want to shake hands with the big guy?
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to say.
Yeah, I guess so.
Should we encourage our listeners to try that one?
Do you want to shake hands with the big guy?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
I mean, and was then he that calls a line him like, from Hung?
Then he calls him Mr. Snake.
Mr. Snake.
Yeah.
That's very formal.
I mean, it's better than Dr. Snake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I don't know. I think your mileage may vary.
Want to shake hands with the big guy. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. If you want, I can get... Like, yeah. Let me write it down and I can get a report.
he's got bigger problems than he's got a lot of snake issues, honestly.
Yeah. Well, there is speaking of Mr. Snake, because there's an issue where he is like writhing in pain and you see like something is just like a little poke is coming through through his pants. Like, what is going on? It's almost like in the movie Alien. Where that alien popped out of the guy's stomach, I'm assuming Lep, like almost this man kind of like gave birth to Leprechaun through Mr. Snake.
Almost the worst kidney stone you could ever imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have to say that the guy was in surprisingly good shape after that. I mean, he was dead, but like you would think he would be like just like
torn to pieces.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leprechaun die doing what he loved, I guess.
I guess so. Leprechaun said, hey, next time wear prophylactic.
Mm-hmm. Leprechaun is very formal, I guess, because he was alive probably in like the 700s.
So I guess that basically that when when that guy started urinating on Leprechaun's foot, Leprechaun was able to, I guess, swim back up the urine and like I guess hide out in his bladder,
urethra, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
we need we need Dr. Mike to tell us where he was hiding out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, because I don't know if he could urinate while he was trying to do the other thing. So I don't know like where he might have been hiding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so he's dead. R.I.P. Mr. Snake, and. Mm-hmm. That he's going to go chase Dolores through the ship.
Yeah, he's chasing. He's not the fastest guy in town. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he's chasing her around.
Yeah.
Does he kill her? I think he doesn't shoot her.
He's going to kill her later in the movie, but she's going to be able to rejoin the crew. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, there's a little bit of a love story going on here between Dr. Reeves and there's another guy. Is his name Books?
Yeah, there's a guy named Books in this movie.
The guy named Books. I would say, with all due respect, perhaps the least on-screen chemistry I've ever seen in any film.
Yeah, not great. Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Yeah. And I guess she's a doctor, and he's kind of like he's just a dumb mercenary. Mm-hmm. Like, they could it could never work out between them.
They have an awkward conversation where, you know, she's like explaining big words to him, and he's like, well, I know these big words, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. It's not great. It's not great movie making.
Yeah, it wasn't ideal. So they're going to get that guy's shirt off later on in the movie. You know, all's forgiven.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I Googled him, and the first thing that comes up, the actor, Brent Jasmer.
Yes, that's the first thing that, comes up that came up when you looked for him?
No, the first thing that came up is that he was on the cover of Playgirl.
Oh, so he's, I can see why.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah. And also, looks like he did 6 years on The Bold and the Beautiful. Too bad we didn't watch that instead of The Young and the Restless.
That I believe. He has like a hot dummy soap opera look. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, looks like he has not worked since 1998.
I think he's a fitness trainer or something.
That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, look, he's been to space and back.
Yeah, I mean, not everyone has to be an actor forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, meanwhile, the parties, the party is going on unbeknownst to the other people in the crew. They're hanging out. Let's check back in with the science experiments. Harold, with the help of, he has basically like revived the princess.
Yes, the princess is now alive. Mm-hmm. Mazel tov to her.
Mazel tov to her. And so, meanwhile, Dr. Mittenhand is a guy, he's kind of like, just like a bald head on an iPad. That like he's like phoning in and like saying like, hey, what's going on over there?
Also quite a name, Dr. Mittenhand.
Dr. Mittenhand, yeah.
That's what they came up with.
Right, right. I guess the Marines are going to go look for Lep. They think he's like in like some sort of like the airlock. I guess Dolores has told them like, hey, there's a monster in there. Mm-hmm. And some of the guys go in like space suits to go look for Lep.
This is like a big ship, honestly, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on here.
There's a lot. It's a gigantic ship for six people.
Yes. Almost a waste.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's just like huge corridors and all these places with like fog and then a dance club and so just so much room to run. Like there are places where you could just fall to your death, like 30 stories and, mm-hmm. Six people work here and there's like flesh eating bacteria and there's all these different experiments going on.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully nobody falls to their death, but that sounds like a bad way to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just flying through space forever.
Mm-hmm. Well, people fall to their death in the ship.
Do you think, are they from Earth originally? Yeah. Or are they aliens?
No, they're from Earth.
They're from Earth. Okay, so they're just in space they're just army people in space.
Yeah.
I mean, he says he was in the Marines, so I guess like they're ex-Marines.
I think that they're current Marines.
That's what the Marines are doing now? Like robbing leprechauns of their gold?
I think so.
I don't know about that.
They talk about we lost a good Marine today. You think that they're retired from the Marines?
And I then think after, they're like in security afterwards. Yeah.
They're so you think they're retired Marines and then Space Force hires them as mercenaries?
Correct. That's exactly what I think. I'm almost certain.
Can we get?
It didn't seem very governmental of what was going on there.
Can we get the writer to be on an episode with us?
It would have to really be this one here. Let's see. Dennis Pratt. I'm going to look him up while we keep talking. Mm-hmm.
Is that Todd Pratt's dad?
Could be his brother.
Maybe his son.
Porkfest.
Hmm.
Andover, Northwestern, MIT. I don't know if it's the same.
Northwestern Mafia.
I like when people, I like when people have uncommon names when we're trying to search.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's probably a lot of Dennis Pratts out there.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was like Akiva Wieniker, there's only one. It would be much easier to find them.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So two of the guys are going to go into the airlock and like in spacesuits to look for Lep. But Lep is in there and he's wearing a spacesuit. And he like cuts one of the guy's spacesuits. And there's also like flesh-eating bacteria in there. And a guy just like completely gets turned into a skeleton.
Not great.
Yeah. And that wasn't even like Leprechaun's magic that did that. That was like... Mm-hmm. You know, that was just something that was on board the ship.
I mean, he'll take credit for it, but yeah, that was not him. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So the Marines are all pissed. See, they refer to themselves as Marines.
Once a Marine, Rob, always a Marine. Like I think that's pretty common. Like they're mercenary Marines, but I don't think that I think they're ex-Marines, honestly.
Mm-hmm. So they're all going to go up there and like protest.
It's like if you saw Bill Parcells tomorrow, you'd call him coach. He's not still a coach, you know? It's like once you're a coach, you're always a coach.
Yeah.
Same thing with doctor. If you stop being a doctor, we still call you doctor. Even if you're retired.
I guess so. All right. How about this, Akiva? They go to the bridge. And they are going to go and complain like, hey, we are out of here now. The people are dying. We quit. And so Harold's like, no can do. They're going to call up Dr. Mittenhand on the iPad on FaceTime. Mm-hmm. And guess what?
What happened?
The door opens. Dr. Mittenhand rolls in. Oh, my God. He has been... You know, he's half man, half machine. He's a quarter man, three quarters machine.
He used to be a face on an iPad, and now he's like mostly a person.
Now he's like a head and an arm on like, what would you call it? Like a drink cart?
Yeah, I was going to say like the VCR cart, your VHS cart that the teacher would bring in to show you Leprechaun 4 in class if you behave.
Yeah, what happened to him? What happened to Dr. Mittenhand?
I think he's just mid-transformation becoming like a person. They're doing a lot. They're using, they're mixing up.
Did he start as a person?
Oh, what's his origin story? Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll find out in Leprechaun 5 in the Hood. But I don't, in case we don't, this is a good question. I think he probably was a person and he got stuck in that like Mike TV.
Yeah. Did Leprechaun travel in time to the future? Or is Leprechaun basically been like leprechauning for... whatever, however many years. And then Leprechaun 5 and 6 are actually going to be like a flashback to the time in between, almost like in the Fast and the Furious, like when we found out like Tokyo Drift was actually, you know, several years later.
My guess is Leprechaun 5 and 6 happened between 3 and 4 in actuality.
Yeah, makes sense.
I mean, it could be in the future, but I that's my guess. Because we have seen Leprechaun like in the old days and flashbacks in the first couple of movies, but yeah, in general, we usually stay in one time period. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So Dr. Mittenhand, boy, this guy, he has like anger issues. He like gets so mad. And then he like has like the one hand and he starts like pounding on the table that he's part of. And then like he like ends up like breaking himself.
Can I drop a take here? Sure. I just thought of.
Please.
In some of the previous Leprechaun movies, especially the third one where we had the boy and his girlfriend and they met in Vegas and he was on the way to college and they had fun. Very likable couple.
Yeah.
And we liked that movie. I really think I was rooting for Leprechaun and his potential queen the whole time in this movie. I mean, Harold, the guy is loathsome. Dr. Mittenhand is wildly unlikable. All the meathead bros suck. The doctor's fine, but like doesn't have a great personality in this movie. You know,
yeah, she doesn't have a lot to do. Yeah.
There's no one to root for besides Lep. Like I was very disappointed, you know, when Lep was wronged here.
Right. We don't even know what they're trying to accomplish. You know, they're kind of soldiers of fortune. I don't know. Yeah. I think you're right. I think that, that you know, this movie of the Leprechaun series, like, we weren't as invested as you know, our protagonists.
But maybe they're trying to turn it like, no, now the star is Lep. Like, now you're like, because maybe they wanted us to root for Leprechaun, but they did a bad job the first few movies. Now it's like, we're back. We're rooting for the star. Mm-hmm. Leprechaun is the series.
Yeah. The Marines have like some kind of like crazy negotiation with Dr. Mittenhand where they're asking for points and 5% of the gross. I'm like, I'm lost.
There's a lot of inside movie jokes that said that was weird.
Yeah. Oh, you think that was like a Hollywood joke that the writers got? They wanted points on the movie and they put that dialogue in.
Yes.
What was the box office for Leprechaun 4?
This must have been straight to DVD. Let me check. The budget was $3 million, but I believe this is
it's all on the screen.
Yeah. Oh, you can see. You can see. They spent every penny. They stretched that as far as it can go. I believe it was a straight to DVD movie.
Straight to DVD.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I honestly, Akiva, I think it was a straight to VHS movie.
Oh, I get it. I get 97. You're right. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. When did DVD start? What was the year of demarcation between VHS and DVD?
1999.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. There was a point where they were both going. Like your blockbusters had to have both of everything.
Yes.
It was
yes.
a weird time.
Yeah.
I was explaining to my kids about going to Blockbuster the other day.
Yeah, what did they think?
Well, I think they thought it was good.
No, they like I think that that's.
I think there was something like because they were saying like let's say have a sleepover. I'd say well we pile into you know mom's car and we'd all go to Blockbuster and we'd spend about 50 minutes to 90 minutes arguing over what to get and it would be like way too late to start the movie but we'd watch it. And then like if you forgot to return it, your parents owed $20 and they were angry with you.
Akiva.
Yeah.
What were the first films on DVD?
Oh, do you know the answer?
I googled it. There are two. In 1997, Hollywood really, I like that they said that, like the town. Hollywood released these two films as the first movies.
I think the mayor of Hollywood put them out. Yeah,
the mayor of Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a guess. That's Titanic 1 and 2. It's like because Titanic was famously a double VHS.
Mm-hmm.
So that could have like brought about the whole DVD era quickly. Like it was very annoying to rent two of them. Did it cost double? I don't think it cost double, but I'm not sure. We had to like rewind both. Very annoying.
Yeah. It was not Titanic.
Okay. I'm going to guess The Full Monty and Goodwill Hunting. Those are the 97 movies, right?
Twister. Is the one that is I see a couple places and Mars Attacks.
Okay, all right, I'll take it. Mm-hmm. The summer, not the Oscar season of 97.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Yeah, I believe that Titanic comes out December of 97.
Yeah, it was an Oscar movie. Yeah.
So we've been a little late.
I think I went to Twister in the theater. I think that came out in May, if I'm not mistaken. Like May, mm-hmm. June-ish.
I think, was that proposed as the commentary movie?
Twister?
It would be fitting to talk about Twister as the first DVD and give us our DVD commentary.
We could have done Twister.
I don't think there's that much.
It's
never
fun, but
Twister.
I agree.
There's like a cow that flies.
Flying cow is fun. Helen Hunt is always great. You know, mm-hmm. we can talk about Mad About You. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, that's fine. I guess we chose correctly there. But Twister is fun. There were so many great, like that 97-98, like you have like in maybe an 18-month span, you have like The Rock, Con Air, Face Off, Twister, Independence Day. So many fun movies come out.
Mm-hmm.
Like really the peak of like popcorn movies.
Mm-hmm.
Summer popcorn movies. It was the summer of popcorn.
Yeah.
Twister was great in the theater. I remember everyone's like, you have to see in the theater. The sound is so great.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, great sound effects. You'll feel like you're in the middle of a tornado, Rob.
That's what I always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. And then you went and you were. It was great. I remember thinking like that was, you know, was it the best movie I've ever seen? No. But like the cinematic experience, 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that people then came home from Twister and then played the board game Twister?
I think they had a lot of tie-ins. Like you'd go to McDonald's, you'd play Twister, and if you won, you got like a free ticket to the movie.
Do you ever play Twister?
Do I ever? Like, it's not in my rotation. Yeah. I have played Twister in my life.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have a Twister in the house because I feel like my kids would have busted it out once.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many games because like each kid got their own games. Yeah.
I feel like Twister was the one, like, I feel like it could have had its moment when during the, you know, lockdown, people were playing Twister at their house, but nobody wants to play Twister with their family.
Yeah, no one wants to play Twister with their family, and also, like, no one wants to, like, breathe all over the person topple them. Like, it was, like, 6 foot apart Twister, maybe, so.
Do you think Twister will ever make a comeback?
I do think Twister has a chance. You, like, put it in the right movie or something, and kids are like, what's that? There's nothing wrong with Twister. I think it definitely could have a second life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, are they doing no sales right now? You don't really hear much about it.
Yeah. Maybe
I think kids know what Twister is.
Yeah. Like,
I think,
get rid of the wheel. I mean, that sounds like crazy for us to say. Maybe you could like replace Twister with an app. Like the wheel with an app. Electronic Twister.
Yeah. Okay. I don't hate that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we could replace our wheel with an app too, in theory.
Yeah. That'd be great. I mean, if we had an app and people like in real time could see what's on the wheel, that'd be perfect.
That would be good.
Okay. So, yeah, the Dr. Mittenhand, he's like a part man, part machine. He's got like some experiment that he wants to do. Did you understand? They're going to take like DNA from the princess and use it to like build the rest of his body.
You know what's a good science experiment? When there's a blender involved.
Mm-hmm.
They're blending stuff.
Yeah. So that's kind of what they're up to of like they are using like some sort of like blood or human DNA to build like rebuild flesh for people. Meanwhile, they're also looking for Lep. Where's Leprechaun?
We honestly, he disappears for long stretches of this movie. There's mm-hmm. like less Leprechaun than you would have hoped.
Yeah. Maybe they only had Warwick Davis for a couple days.
You think so? I mean, he's like, he's always been like babysitting the franchise, making sure it's good.
Mm-hmm.
He probably has like final, you know, cut on the
approval of the script.
Yes, I think so. Like, there's no way. I don't know why they made this decision, but yeah, there's much less Leprechaun than the first three movies.
Guys, you don't got it.
Mm-hmm. I guess he does disappear sometimes, like when our main characters are doing stuff. But mm-hmm. here, it's like nothing's happening. I'd rather be seeing Lep.
Yeah. There's a chase sequence where Books and Dr. Reeves are chasing Leprechaun, and Leprechaun handcuffs Books the Marine to the ladder at one point, but they get out of it.
I found the Twitter for the meathead guy,
Brent
Jasmer.
Yeah,
Books. I was going to tweet him, but he has not tweeted since 2009.
What was his last tweet from 2009?
Reminder, 5 to 6 small healthy meals a day combined with exercise is the key to your fit lifestyle.
So you said you thought he was a personal trainer before.
He is. Yeah. He is.
Okay. Five to six
fitness
meals.
Expert, small healthy meals. That's what I do. They're not that small. They're definitely not healthy, but I do try and do five to six meals a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My goal.
Yeah.
I mean, you mix in a soup in there. You mix in like, you
is
know,
a soup a meal.
Soup is a meal if you're doing five or six. If you're doing three, then soup is like not is a snack.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, cereal is one. But yeah, 5 to 6 meals. I agree, Brent Jasmer.
Okay.
It says his profile is fitness expert, trainer, dad, husband, and former soap star. Yeah, soap star, Rob, is not like a Marine. You're not always a soap star. You're a former soap star if you're done.
Yeah.
But he was a Marine.
Okay. It would
be fun to tweet him.
He didn't mention Leprechaun 4, star of Leprechaun 4.
It never came up in the 3 weeks he was on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there's another guy named Danny Boy. Mm-hmm. And I guess that we're going for like the song Danny Boy. But, you know, Danny Boy wants to flip sides. He's like, I'll work with you, Lep. Or at least that's what he makes Leprechaun think.
He also had a great tweet. Are you bikini ready? Just curious. That was the whole tweet.
None of your business.
Yeah.
Brent.
He was just curious. Yeah, so Danny Boy, what's he up to?
Well, he tells Leprechaun, he's like, oh, I want to work with you. And like, and Leprechaun's like, oh, you do? But then, like, Leprechaun puts, like, you know, the kibosh on that, because then it turns out that that guy was just trying to, he was just trying to shoot Leprechaun. And then what'd Leprechaun do? He dropped, like, a giant, like, boulder on his head.
Yeah. Yeah, Leprechaun always has new original ways to kill people.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I love about
him. He crushed him, and he's like, simply smashing.
He also like toggles between so many different accents. Left.
Mm-hmm.
Like he'll do a Western accent when he's shooting somebody. Like he really does a lot of voices.
Mm-hmm.
Man of many talents, mostly murder, but a lot of talents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So Leprechaun, he's eventually going to get Dolores.
Mm-hmm.
He like, she's like, he's like chasing her and then she's like holding on to like a bridge. And then I never understand in these space movies why they never have like railings on like any of these bridges.
There should be more railings on space bridges.
Yeah. And less like chasms that people could fall into. Like, mm-hmm. you know,
think one
doom.
Of the main goals would be like, yeah, no falling to your doom.
Well, Akiva, like take a look at the ship. Like, I don't even understand how there was like, the ship is like long and flat. Like, mm-hmm. Unless the gravity is just totally whacked out on this ship. Like,
yeah.
Like, how is there like a cavern that somebody is falling like 150 feet to their death?
No floating on the ship at all, really.
No.
But I guess Star Trek stuff also doesn't have people floating, right?
Well, they have gravity. They have fake gravity on the ship.
Oh, they have fake gravity. And Star Wars and Star Trek have fake gravity?
Yeah. I mean, they don't really address it so much in Star Wars. I don't think there's ever a scene. Yeah, there's mm-hmm. never really a scene where they address.
But
like,
it's the same universe as Star Trek, so they could just go back and forth.
It's actually
canon,
not.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, unless there's some sort of a crossover that I don't know about.
I mean, they've never explicitly said it's a separate universe.
They never said it's not.
There's no reason to assume it's the same.
No reason to assume it is the same. Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Dr. Mittenhand, he's ready. He's got like his whole like blue. It looks like Selsun Blue. You ever use that shampoo?
I remember my glasses are always off when I'm in the shower, so I use whatever's there. I don't think I've used Selsun Blue.
Yeah, what do you use? Prel?
Pert Plus? I really don't know.
Pert
I could go
plus.
Check. I have no idea. I just think of like I can't see. I can tell you the color of the bottle. There's like a green one and a blue one.
A green one and a blue one.
I'm blind. I mean, I don't go to the shower with my glasses.
Fructose?
I think maybe there's. Well, sometimes I'll probably use one of my wife or someone else in this house.
Do you know which one is the shampoo and which one is the conditioner?
I do. Of course, I've made that mistake. I mentioned it on this podcast before, and a lot of people with very poor vision said they do the same thing.
Yes, that you put on the conditioner instead of the shampoo.
I've done it, but I can put the bottle right up to my nose, and I can read.
And you can tell the difference in smell between shampoo and conditioner.
Oh, I don't think I can tell from smell. I think I can tell from reading.
Oh, okay. You could read it. You look. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've done that recently where I put the conditioner in for something. Like, what's wrong with this shampoo? I feel like it's not really like lathering up.
So shampoo lathers more than the conditioner.
Yeah, I don't really think shampoo, the conditioner lathers.
Doesn't do any lathering, you're saying.
Yeah. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's just me.
I mean, they didn't get into the bathroom situation, the showering situation really on the ship at all, did they?
No, not really. I mean, the one, what? I mean, the, as much as they got into the bathroom situation, Must not be great. A guy was like urinating on leprechauns.
That's a good point. Maybe it's like
body.
Yeah, maybe you can only use the bathroom when they stop somewhere on a, on a foreign that planet, like, and then it's like, yeah, and then he's like, "Well, I really have to go. Like, I know this leprechaun alien's face is right here, but like, when you got to go, you got to go. There's not a later. Mm-hmm. Like when your mom says that you're going on a road trip, right? This is going to be your last chance for a few hours."
Okay, so Dr. Mittenhand, he's ready to do his experiment. He's locked away with sort of the wormy guy, Harold. Leprechaun needs to get in there for some reason because he needs to rescue the princess. And so he like basically goes, they have like a ring doorbell basically. And then at the ring doorbell, Leprechaun has shapeshifted into Dr. Reeves, but plot twist, naked Dr. Reeves is like, "Hey, let me in there. They took my clothes." You don't see anything.
You don't see anything. Although there is nudity in this movie.
There is nudity that they did not have in the first three. Yeah, that there was no warning. But that comes later.
You like warning before nudity.
If my kids were in the room.
Yep, it's true.
Yeah, I'd be like, that was very abrupt nudity in later on in the film. But that was not, this was like, I was like, "Hey, I need to get in there." And you know, Harold, you know, Akiva mentioned, he's not a great guy. He's like, "Oh, definitely get in here with your no clothes on." But it was really Leprechaun.
Yeah. Harold's a creep. Leprechaun knew he could take advantage of that.
Yeah. And so what does Leprechaun do? He like has some sort of like a thing that's like a knife, but he basically like just like
is it a lightsaber.
Like, no, it's not a lightsaber. It's just like he's just like really just like pokes this guy in the gonads. I mean, there's a lot of like just, you know, hitting people in, you know, right
the genitals
in the genitals.
That was the 90s. That was like, you walked into school, a guy like would give you the old tap, right, with the back of his hand. Happened all the time in the 90s.
Don't like that.
You know, it didn't happen to you. You never walked into class.
I'm sure it happened, but I mean, that's really an invasion of privacy.
Of course. But the whole 90s was about invading people's privacy.
It was.
I mean, that was a big theme.
That was the theme of the 90s.
The theme was like grunge, but then like with a side of invading people's privacy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that one Nirvana album was that baby that was naked, and the guy's pissed.
He's really upset. His privacy was freaking invaded in 91. He's still mad about it 30 years later.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. And what were the big like shows from the 90s?
That's a good question.
I mean, in Seinfeld. Friends, they were always looking at that like naked guy across.
That's true.
Yeah.
True.
That was like a big plot point.
Seinfeld, George is walking into a lady's room without permission, checking her out.
Well, what were the big movies from the 90s?
Okay, big movies. Huh. Well, Titanic was a really big movie.
Yeah, was about an invasion of privacy. In fairness, Jack did draw that one woman with no clothes on, and then other people found it and looked at it.
Well, the woman was like the star. You're talking about Kate Winslet? Yeah, do you remember Leonardo DiCaprio's character's name?
Yeah.
But then Kate Winslet is that woman.
Yeah. Are you a big Kate Winslet stan? Did I offend you?
You didn't offend me, but it's just funny that you remembered his character's name. That woman implies like she was a side character in the movie and not the literal star.
I apologize.
Of the movie.
I'm so sorry.
Because you made me think, like, wait, did he draw someone else? Because it was just, you know, him and Rose, like the stars of the biggest movie
totally
ever made.
I totally understand why you thought that.
Ghost. And then,
but Ghost was a movie from 1990. Yeah. That's like a big invasion of privacy.
You don't think did the iceberg invade the boat's privacy in Titanic or vice versa?
I think the boat invaded the iceberg's privacy.
I agree. And it got what was coming to it. So, it was a big theme.
Yeah. Mission Impossible, very much invading privacy.
Yeah. Good Will Hunting. He's writing on the college's blackboard. He had no permission for that. So,
yeah. Truman Show. I mean, that's like the whole world is like invading somebody's privacy.
Literally the whole world is about one. I just rewatched. Did I tell you I rewatched Truman Show last week? 2 weeks ago?
No, you didn't tell me that.
I really, are you a Truman Show person? Are you a big Truman Show fan?
I am more of in the camp of like, what is so great about the Truman Show?
Okay. Because I rewatched it and I remember loving it. I've probably seen it more than once before.
Yeah.
But not in many, many years. It really gets into the spoiler alert for the 1998-99 movie, mm-hmm. The Truman Show. It really gets into like, oh, this is all fake immediately. I thought there was more of like idyllic world for Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
But it really like almost starts with like, it's bad.
I used to work with a person and that they said that like, and they were like a big like film person. They said the best movie of all time is The Truman Show. And I was like, really? And I went back and I rewatched it. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't see it.
I think some of the themes held up very well. I think some of the ideas were that like, you know, there's like the whole show is a bunch of ads. Like she's saying like, hey, let's have this for dinner. Like, I do think mm-hmm. like it maybe predicts some reality TV stuff. But I agree. The actual movie is not funny enough for a Jim Carrey movie. The drama's kind of, I mean, I do like it. I think it is like yeah. I could understand why it is someone's favorite movie, but it's,
seeing it in the movie theater being like, very disappointed.
I was whelmed. It is still good, but I was a little bit whelmed compared to what I was expecting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So the 90s was all about invading people's privacy. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's been established. Mm-hmm. And so Harold is, you know, he got hit, you know, in the cojones.
Yeah.
He's out of commission. Dr. Mittenhand is saying to Leprechaun, hey, let's team up. You and me. Look at us.
Mm-hmm. Nobody could trust more than the Lep.
Yeah. And meanwhile, while he's doing that, Harold, like the thing that Leprechaun hit him in the, you know, where it hurts, has like a switchblade on it. And then he mm-hmm. like was coming to go and stab Leprechaun. But that's a mistake.
Yeah, don't do that. And also, yeah, I guess that's one of the parts that's not fully human yet on mm-hmm. Dr. Mittenhand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And so we're going to see a Leprechaun like take like a pizza tray and mm-hmm. he like throws it at and I thought it was going to like cut his head in two, but he actually like flattens Harold's head. Mm-hmm. Like a flat head then.
Yeah. I mean, he had it coming, Harold. I feel no sympathy for that creep.
Yeah. I mean, perhaps was that the most cartoonish death in the movie?
There are a bunch in the series. I think in this movie, yeah, that's up there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess like, I don't know what kind of cartoon you'd be watching, but like Lep killing someone by like traveling through their like urethra
yeah.
while they're trying to get with a lady is pretty cartoonish. But again, those are like adult cartoons.
Yeah, that happened, but it wasn't like as graphic as this where like
right.
Harold's head like is like flat like a pancake and he's like still like kind of alive with like a flat head for a couple moments.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was pretty cartoonish, I would agree.
Yeah. So basically Leprechaun is going to wake up the queen. She's happy to see him. They're going to basically get revenge on Dr. Mittenhand and they're going to work on like they're going to take that concoction and they put like a tarantula and like a scorpion in the blender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. World's worst smoothie.
World's worst smoothie. It's like the gross food challenge. Yep. And then they're going to like inject it into his head.
Yeah. It's horrifying.
Yeah. That was, you didn't like that part?
Nah, the tarantula mixed with the scorpion mixed with all the DNA
the
juice is
blue.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot. Meanwhile, like, The metalhead comes in,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Reeves comes in, Books comes in, like, hey, what the hell is going on in here?
What's that racket?
Yeah. And basically, like, they take Metalhead as a hostage.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to tell who the good guy is and who the bad guy is now also. Like, who are we rooting for?
Mm-hmm.
Who's on whose team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so they take Metalhead as a hostage, but then the good guys have the princess as a hostage.
Who's the good guys?
Dr. Reeves and Books.
Yeah, so they have her. Yeah, I mean, are they really good if they have if they're holding this you know back to life woman hostage? But I agree. Yes, they have her. She's alive. They have her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what else is going on?
Yeah. So I don't know that basically like the crew, they're together with like the princess. She's gotten like separated from Lep, and she just like takes her top off at one point.
Yes. And we're told that that's a thing that queens do before they, like, if you see them, you're about to die.
Yeah. That basically she's like, hey, bad news, everybody. And then she takes her top off. And she's like, that's it. Take a good look, everybody. Because, and then we find out that in her culture, when you get flashed like that, that means that you have you're doomed. You have death sentence. Now,
yes.
In what way are you doomed? I don't know. Maybe like when your wife finds out, she's going to kill you.
It's true. It is possible that it's more of a long-term doom.
I mean, I can tell you right there, like at that point in the movie, my wife walks in, that's it.
Yeah.
Podcast over.
What were you looking? You looked? What Rob, you, were what you looking?
What are you watching? I said, this is what Akiva makes me look at to make the podcast.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He said, let's watch something really raunchy.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't even like this.
Yeah. I'm not into that at all. Not my thing.
I don't even know why. Like this is. I mean, this is gross.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I don't even know what this is.
But did everyone who see them died?
No,
it was a bad prediction.
All,
right?
They actually all lived. Yeah.
That was the only people lived. Maybe it's the only way to live.
It backfired. Yeah. So they have Metalhead, and is Metalhead hypnotized?
I think, I don't know. He's been compromised in some form.
He's been compromised. And then also Leprechaun, turns him into like dresses him up like a woman.
Yes.
I didn't really understand what Lep was going for there. Cause then there's like a cabaret scene at the disco.
There's a cabaret scene.
Metalhead does like a song and a dance, but then I'm like, oh, maybe he's good now. But then he went back to trying to kill everybody and had nunchucks.
It didn't make any sense to me, honestly. Maybe the weirdest part of the movie.
And Sarge was like fighting the crew, but they're like, we can't kill him. It's Sarge. It's Metalhead.
Don't kill Sarge.
But then they did kill him, and it turned out that he was a robot the whole time.
It was a good movie.
I mean, that was...
History was kind to that.
That
decision.
Was a swerve. Yeah.
Zigged. We thought they would zag.
All right. Remember we told you about Dr. Mittenhand got injected in the head with blue DNA that had a spider and also like a giant scorpion?
Yeah, I think everyone remembers. Like, if they're still listening, they remember the spider scorpion stuff from 5 minutes ago.
Right.
What happened?
So, like, it has mutated Dr. Mittenhand into Dr. Mittenhand is now Dr. Mitten Spider. He's like a giant spider with like a scorpion tail.
Shouldn't he be Spider Hands? Dr. Spider Hand, not Dr. Mitten Spider?
Mitten Spider. So he's no longer Mittens, he's Spider Hands.
I mean, Mitten Hand was a weird name altogether.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Leprechaun, in the meantime, so imagine now giant, like 15 foot. Like part human, giant spider, part scorpion is like all over like the ship's controls. Leprechaun is going to turn on the auto destruct on the ship, which I thought was premature. Like,
yes,
get the gold, then turn on the auto destruct.
I agree. You're too confident about getting the gold beforehand. The gold. I agree. And then have 20 minutes to destroy the ship.
So Leprechaun is like, all right, let me turn on auto destruct. Boop, 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 boop. And then he like puts a shield over the escape ship so nobody could get away with the shuttlecraft. Then he's like, all right, now let's go find the gold and then let's get back to the shuttlecraft and then we'll get off while then the ship will explode.
I mean, the plan is mostly foolproof.
Yeah. And so meanwhile, like the princess, you know, who seems like excited to marry Lep for her money. I feel like she's getting kind of like a big head.
She has a real character change in the last third of the movie.
And maybe it's because like all those guys, like once she flashed everybody that, you know, people were like, but she got like kind of like a big head about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she liked the attention.
Yeah. And she's like, look, I don't need to marry you. Like, I'm beautiful. I can marry anybody. I'm flawless. I'm perfect. I'm awesome. Mm-hmm. And Leprechaun was like, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And then he gave her like a really bad complexion.
Yeah, he gave her a zit, which turned into many zits. Weirdly. Yeah.
And then she is like, I'm so beautiful. I'm so perfect. And the Leprechaun's like, oh, really? Why don't you look in the mirror?
Yeah. And then she has like a million zits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, Leprechaun, like, that's still your fiance.
I know. It is weird. Like, why does he... this is why he's unlucky in love. Like, he just can't win one, you know?
But I think
he's,
he just, like, was, like, messing with her. Because then when she passed out, like, she, like, fainted from, like, seeing all her pimples. Then he, like, took them all away.
Right. But, yeah, she fainted from how ugly she was, basically.
Do you think Leprechaun was pissed that his fiance flashed all those guys and now he's going to marry her? I mean, this is not unlike the Seinfeld episode that we talked about with Chappelle on Nothing But Netflix, where basically in the Hamptons that George is dating a woman who goes topless. Everybody else sees her naked. And then George is pissed that he's the only one who hasn't seen her without her top on.
You think he's the jealous type?
Well, I don't even think I just think if Leprechaun would have known, I think he would have been upset.
Yeah, I agree, but I don't know if he finds out unless he's like super omniscient.
No,
I don't think he found out.
No, he doesn't find out about that, which is good, which is good for everybody involved.
In everybody's best interest, I would agree.
Okay, so Lep needs to find his gold, and then he sees the gold, but it's like with the shrinking ray. He's got to like try to figure out what's going on there. Meanwhile, they need to get like the turn off the auto destruct. They send Styx, who's kind of the third wheel at this point, to go to the bridge and go unlock it. But he kind of gets caught in this in the mitten spider web.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know your opinion on spiders. I'm not a fan of the spider webs.
No, not really. Yeah. And so there's a big battle that's going on in the cargo bay with Leprechaun, and it looks like at one point Dr. Reeves is going to be able to shoot him, but she forgot to reload her. She knows karate. She doesn't really know how to work guns.
Right.
And yeah, so,
karate versus guns.
Yeah. Anyway, like Leprechaun kind of gets hit with the laser. They don't really know what they're doing. And he gets blasted with the laser, and I guess they thought it was going to destroy him, but instead it makes Leprechaun grow like 10 times bigger.
He's huge.
Leprechaun is
and
giant.
Man, are the effects great. It's not just shrunk down like dioramas, basically, that he's walking on.
No, it's very believable the way that Leprechaun grows to giant size, and Leprechaun is like, yes, finally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to pick on people my own size now. Mm-hmm. Which is
now
really
I know
nobody.
What it's
he's
like
huge.
To be 15 feet tall.
Yes. Been missing out.
What would you do if you were 15 feet tall?
I'd go to the NBA and I just dunk on everybody's head immediately.
I mean, it would be hard not to just like, you know, just squish the other players.
It would be hard. I guess you'd get called for a lot of fouls if you did. You'd almost rather be like 12 feet tall than 15, because at 15, you're almost like leaning over layup style just to drop the ball the other way in the basket. You
I
know?
Mean, the hoop is like coming up to like your like, I don't know, like like your navel or maybe your nipple.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you have a big torso. I don't know what the situation is, like where the 15 feet are happening. But yeah,
It's probably hard to dribble.
The ideal size for basketball is probably exactly 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just put it in and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. The Leprechaun is gigantic. They get out of like basically like now Leprechaun's like too big to chase them at this point.
Yeah, right. He was almost faster when he was small.
Yeah.
Now it's like hard. He's not so mobile.
And so they get to the bridge and basically Mitten Spider is blocking them.
Mm-hmm.
And so
you're rooting for Leprechaun at this point, right?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I was rooting
for the movie to end.
Styx.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I liked him. And they have access to like some liquid nitrogen. Mm-hmm. And they end up freezing the mitten spider. I mean, they kind of ripped this off from Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Mm-hmm. Or did Terminator 2 Judgment Day rip it off from this movie?
I mean, this movie is like 5 years after Terminator 2. Okay. So maybe they thought people forgot about this from Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Or they just assumed nobody would see this movie. Yeah. Either one.
And it was Judgment Day for the mitten spider, because he is going to, like, he gets blasted with the liquid nitrogen. He's like, help me, help me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would we help you? You turn into
nobody's giant gonna help you.
And, yeah, and you they suck. Just blow him into a million pieces.
Mm-hmm. And he had it coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what they end up doing is and then it is kind of like does Lep get a little bit, I mean, I don't want to say the word here, but it seems like that Leprechaun's wife like wants to like go after Books at one point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that would be such a scandal. Yeah, that would have been wild. He would have just absolutely raised hell. Yeah, yeah, I know. I don't know what her interest was, because she's very money motivated.
I mean, I could.
That's true. It's true. I get it, but she was very money motivated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, all of a sudden, you know, she's getting carried around by that guy, and she had a different prerogative.
Yeah, I guess you could like two different things.
Mm-hmm. So, meanwhile, up on the bridge, they figure out, like, oh, let's open the cargo bay door so Lep gets sucked out into space.
Yeah. And he gets exploded into a million pieces.
Well, he does get exploded, but he gets, like, exploded into, like, eight pieces.
That's probably a more accurate point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, but big problem still on the ship. They have to enter the password. And they're like, oh, okay, what would the password be to make the ship not explode? Quick. And they're like, they've got like 30 seconds left. And they try, okay, what would Dr. Mittenhands do? Oh, he was a scientist. Try scientist. No.
Yeah, brilliant.
No.
This is the scene that won them the Oscar, honestly.
He was really smart. Try genius. No. And then they said, well, what did he call himself? A wizard. Bing.
Yeah, wizard. Nailed it.
I mean, I think that password was way too easy to hack.
Wizard. I mean, come on. You got to do a little better than that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, yeah, that's basically the end of the movie. But they look out the window and Leprechaun's hand is, you know, still out there. And he basically gives him the middle finger.
Yes, he's the biggest appendage of Lep that's still out there is his finger, and it's given them, it rises to give them the finger, and they're like, oh, he's still alive. But also, mm-hmm. like, he's not going after us right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Uncle Kiwi, that's Lep 4.
That's it. Yeah. That's the movie in a nutshell. I think it took longer for us to explain it than the actual movie, but
I think it's tight. I think it's pretty close.
Yeah, but we had a good time.
Probably like 20 minutes quicker. So, mm-hmm. Akiva, well, let's rank the Leprechaun movies.
Let's do it. Because I remember them in detail so well also.
Well, I think for me, my order is 3, 2, 1, 4. I'm sorry to say, Leprechaun in space. I had high hopes going into this. I think that Leprechaun 4: in space is the worst Leprechaun film in the franchise.
Is it the worst movie we've seen? I don't think it is. And by the way, while you think about that, I have 3 for sure. Then 1, then 2, then 4. Because we hated 2 so much we wanted to stop, but then 3 was a winner.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, maybe 1 might be better than 2. Might be 3, 1, 2, 4.
Mm-hmm. 1 is a lot of, like, character building.
Yeah.
Not a ton of Leprechaun, but, like...
Yeah.
I also don't like going to space. You know me. I'm not a big sci-fi guy.
You might be right. Yeah, you might be right.
Space ruins things. It limits what you can do, honestly. The possibilities are not endless. They're... very finite. You're on the ship, or you're on some alien planet.
Yeah. I mean, I just like wish that they would have spent more world building in terms of like, why are we in space? Why, mm-hmm. like, why is Leprechaun in the future? Like, what's been going on for the last 100 years?
Fill us
like,
in the last 100 years. Maybe a little montage even would have been good.
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
feels almost, and I don't want to accuse them of this, that they were like rushing to make this movie.
Yeah. You know? Like, they treat Lep like he's like an alien monster. And it's like, he's not an alien. He's actually also from Earth. Why are, you know, you're all from the same planet.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay. We'll see. We'll see what happens with Leprechaun 5.
We were going to stop 5. After 3, and then people said, no, you got to do it. It's a important part of Renap's lore.
I wondered aloud recently, like, did we need more Leprechaun?
Mm-hmm. And people seemed to say yes.
Mm-hmm. People said, no, I don't know what Renap is without Leprechaun. Yeah.
You wanted this, so nobody can complain. The people, nobody said don't. No one, not one person said don't do it.
People say it is a October tradition that every year I listen to Robin Akiva talk about a Leprechaun movie, and I put up my Halloween decorations and I carve a pumpkin with the family.
Yes, all at the same time. Families are gathering around the pumpkin right now.
People
putting
say
up their skeletons.
You know, kids gather around. Robin Akiva are going to talk about the Leprechaun movie again this year.
Yes. Should we cut out the part about the nudity and stuff? So this is more of a PG podcast.
Like,
it's true. Better than watching it. And you didn't like describe it or anything like that.
I mean, not really.
No, not at all.
Yeah. I mean, we probably described more about when Leprechaun came out of the, you know, Mr. Snake.
Yeah, I guess that was worse. That's probably true. Mr. Snake, say hi to the big guy. Or what was the line?
Shake hands with the big guy.
He did write it down.
Mm-hmm. No, I just memorized it.
Okay, fine.
I mean, I'm not going to go to my crib notes later.
Yeah, no, for sure not. Mm-hmm. Like, hold on, let me go to the notes section on my iPhone.
I feel like shaking hands is very formal.
Very. I mean, it worked for him, though.
I guess so.
Like it was going to happen until, you know, he realized that he had a Leprechaun in his thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So there you go. All right. Keep anything else on the Leprechaun front?
No, I think that's it. We've exhausted until next time. If there's a next time, you will let us know. We'll let people sit for a while. We'll see the reaction of this. We'll
sit on it for a year. At the very least, I think people need somebody needs to go ahead and watch Leprechaun 5 in the hood. Before we get to the podcast.
That is a good idea. That is actually a good idea. Someone should, we should have a pre-watcher.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah. So we'll see. All right. Akiva.
Yes.
Anything else before we get to the mailbag?
No, I just
for the mailbag. If anybody's like, "Hey, look, I came here."
You didn't like my tease last week.
Well, if it's an accurate tease.
No, I'm going to sell it short. It's going to be a fast mailbag. It is a long episode. We started late. It's going to be a below average mailbag. No, I'm just kidding. Regular mailbag, normal, regular ideas submitted by you, the listener. We could go into detail about the variety pack and what happened with that this week. Okay. And we'll find out what we're going to do for episode 152.
All right. When we come back, right after this.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, we are back. And if you stuck around after Akiva gave you a real soft sell about what was coming up for the mailbag, you passed the test because we have a great guest here with us for the mailbag. It is, of course, the keeper of the Robin and Akiva Need a Podcast official spreadsheet, and also the composer of the last two songs of the summer. It's Will from America.
I'm here. I'm back. I've been keeping the waiting room warm.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't actually know why I'm here. Why am I here, Rob?
Yeah, well, Akiva said, hey, do you want Will from America for the mailbag? I said, is he around?
Okay.
I mean, why around? I just figured this was just us in the regular part, which yeah. people like, but then it's like, Will really has his finger on the pulse of the mailbag more than anybody else on earth. And even wow. probably wherever well, they were.
Is that true? Because I feel like that this week on Twitter that Will had to be, Will didn't even know what an idea was. And Kirsten McInnes true. Had to let him know what it was.
Yeah, I'm not perfect, Rob.
Yeah.
Nobody's perfect. To quote the great Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
Is that her catchphrase? Nobody's perfect.
One of her biggest songs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a song, not a cat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And Will, did you want to give your quick review of Leprechaun 4?
I don't even remember it well enough to give a review. Why have you seen it? Because I was like 12.
Will watches every movie. Right?
I do that, just, right?
Yes.
No, I watch like every really
It's like me with
movie.
Albums.
Yes.
There was a point where I would watch like every movie that came out in theaters. Like just literally every movie in theaters, but now I have like a girlfriend mm-hmm. and
what
friends.
A flex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it is much easier, I will say, to be an expert in something when you mm-hmm. do not have a significant other.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, like I feel like if I was like did not have a wife and a family, like I would be mm-hmm. killing it.
In movie watching, you're saying
in any like really, I feel like I could accomplish anything.
When you say killing, you don't
this
mean
is like a horrible with the like thing the to take out of context.
No, I mean, I just feel like that as a content yeah, that better creator, be on the other content. I really just feel mm-hmm. like I mean this whole.
But don't
this,
you think your kids and thing, your wife,
yeah, yeah,
are like the source of a lot of your best material?
I guess so, but I just feel like
and don't they drive you to be upstairs a lot? You know, whereas like maybe you would be just you know. Lounging yeah. on the couch watching Leprechaun 4 for no reason.
Yeah, I guess so. So you're saying that like if I didn't have them, what, like I would be like dating?
Not even. And, like, you'd out? Be watching. You'd be a couch potato. You'd be watching TV and you know like reading Mets blogs and all sorts of things and not grinding and doing work that you have to you know you're supporting your young children. Mm,
perhaps maybe like we could go to like a parallel dimension and see what that looks like mm-hmm. at some point, but. Well, let me ask you a question. Last week on the podcast, Akiva said that he would love to talk all about music, but he doesn't because that there's no audience for talking about music. As a musician, are you interested in hearing Akiva's music takes?
See, I am really interested in hearing Akiva's music takes, but I think the issue is that you don't really keep up with what's hip and happening with popular music.
So I'm holding Akiva back.
I think so.
You have guests more often, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But should we put on the wheel Akiva answers all listener music questions?
I would certainly be interested in that episode.
It would be the worst episode of it. I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it.
Maybe people are interested in music, but not from me. Like, I don't have any musical abilities whatsoever. Like, what's my real expertise besides loud opinions?
Well, I think that's the point. Like, no one ever associates you with music other than mm-hmm. you listening to a lot of music. So mm-hmm. I think people just have like some morbid curiosity. Maybe it won't be good, but I think people want to hear
think
it.
It's interesting. I think everyone who talks about music, not everybody, I shouldn't say everyone. Many people who talk about music sound very pretentious. Think about like Chuck Klosterman, like, of course, like this band is better than that band and saying it like in a genuine way, but you believe that like,
yeah,
things are definitive.
And I like Chuck Klosterman, but I don't like mm-hmm. when he talks about music.
You don't. Right. No. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think even as a podcast where he talks about music and like, if he had a podcast where he interviewed people, it'd be one of those popular podcasts on the internet, but nobody cares. He's talking about music and it's like very, like who cares who's better, the Police or the firefighters?
Okay.
There's nobody cares.
The firefighters.
Yeah. Well, I do think it would be an interesting Renap episode to do something.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a hidden talent.
Yeah.
And you've been holding out on us for 151 episodes.
But what's my hidden talent? Like liking music? That's not a talent.
People want to know your musical opinions.
Not really.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're an expert.
I don't know. I'm a sports expert.
Mm-hmm.
I think more than music.
Okay. All right. Well, what are we talking about today, Akiva?
Well, I'm going to read you some mailbag ideas. Let me start with this.
Yeah.
We dropped the Renap Super form today, Rob.
Yeah, I didn't even look at it.
Yeah, it was a form with five questions that Will was smart enough to write down for me, so I didn't have to go back and listen to the whole episode last week. Those questions will make up a large part of the variety pack episode that we have on the wheel. There are questions we don't need any submissions for. There's some stuff in the variety pack that we're not looking for submissions right now, but those questions were: what attainable celebrity should Robin Akiva try to get to notice them and potentially come on the podcast? People had a lot of takes on that. Do you have a wild story that Rob can retell in a PG fashion? Tell us the story. Does your child or any child you might have access to have a question for Robin Akiva?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any funny FML stories for the podcast? I even explained what FML is in case someone doesn't know. And then do you have something like a product or a small business that you want Robin Akiva to do a commercial for? Let us know what it is.
Yeah. I'd love to do some listener commercials.
Yeah. We could do all those. We've got a couple other things. The variety pack. How many things should be in the variety pack when we get to it?
Six.
Six things. So, and each are 10 minutes or 15 minutes? Yeah. Okay. All right. So we got plenty. We'll have to even make cuts.
Like 10 minutes and then have like a 2-minute warning to like wrap it up.
Okay. So, we got the variety pack under control. So if you have not filled that out, go to my Twitter, find it, and please fill out the variety pack.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're nothing without you, the listener. If you don't submit stuff, then, you know, we just have to watch movies every week, basically.
Well, let's address the listeners right now. We know you have a lot of choices when it comes to podcasts, and you're spending time here with us, and not just in the main section of the podcast, but also here in the mailbag. And I just want to go and say out loud does not go unnoticed. So thank you for spending time here with us, and thank you for choosing another episode of Robin Akiva Need a Podcast.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Will. And that was directed to you too, because you could be on the mailbag for any podcast,
any show's mailbag
with us right now.
That's true. That's true. I you guys know I listen to every mailbag because I compile everything that is discussed.
You ever skip the main episode, go straight to the mailbag?
No, I never have. Sometimes I do.
I do wonder, Will and Rob, I wonder, like, do more people skip the episode? It's like, oh, they're talking about Star Trek. I don't like, you know, they're talking about Leprechaun. If I haven't seen the movie, I'm not going to listen. Do more people skip the main part and go to the mailbag? Ooh, I want to know what's coming up next week. People like that, the wheel spin. Or do more people listen to the beginning? I'm like, hey, I'll find out when I find out.
You know? I think that way more people start listening to a podcast and then, ooh, new podcast.
Right, exactly. Or like, okay, I'm an hour and a half in. I got the point.
Like, see, though, anecdotally,
I say,
I would say, like, from my friends who listen to the podcast, I feel like a lot of them will frequently say, like, oh, I wasn't too interested in the topic, so I just skipped to the mailbag this week.
Oh.
Mm. Maybe it's not 51. Should we do an emergency census for this, or should we put it in the next census?
I think it should go in the next census.
What is the question? How would you frame the question?
Like, basically, well, like,
have you ever?
What are you more likely to do? I would almost say.
I think there are very few people that regularly listen to the mailbag first, but I think that we might have had an idea that bombed and people said, all right, let me just skip to the mailbag.
Yeah, I think which is more likely would be a good way to frame it.
Yeah, what are you more likely to do? Just listen to the main part? What do we call the main part? What's like the official name for the main part of the episode?
The meat and potatoes.
Do you just listen to meat and potatoes and then get to the, you know, and skip the mailbag? Or are you like, all right, topic's not for me. Mailbag. Mm-hmm. And I agree. Some people probably listen and like, okay, sometimes it's for me. I don't understand this game. Akiva didn't explain it well. Stuff like
that. I mean, we're fortunate if people are like, boy, you know, I don't like what they're talking about, but I like Robin Akiva so much that I want to hear what they're talking about next as opposed to just let me go to the next podcast.
I would love for people to listen to the whole thing. And I'm sure some people do. But I'm honored if you listen to half every week also.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. You guys get the same download numbers either way.
That's right. That's right. The same, you know, same no commercials, whether, you know, we have a million ads or, you know, a million listeners. Or anyway, let me read you some ideas and I'll bounce them off the two of you. As people, fill out the super form, one of the weird things about the like Google Forms is like it just appears in front of you. You're just looking at a spreadsheet. Ooh, there's more names. It's like a computer just adding stuff to it.
That is so weird.
Okay, this is good for Will to be here. Felipe, the biggest fan in the world of Rob Cesternino, does Akiva play song association? Rob gives Akiva a word, and Akiva has 10 seconds to sing a lyric containing that word. I don't know why it's only one way and not the other way. Like, Rob is a better singer than me. I don't, but
you know more music. You're one of the, you listen to every new album that comes out.
Oh, but I'm not good at lyrics. I'm not good at lyrics. That's not my strength at all. But it made me think, what happened to Will's in development series or episode, which is Name That Tune? What's going on with Name That Tune, Will?
Yeah, honestly, I forgot about it. But I've done some work on it, and I'll say this. I've kind of gotten sidetracked now studying for the CPA. I'm taking the first exam at the end of November. Then I'm like taking 2 months off of studying. So I will definitely have it ready in December.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fair. Studying for the CPA.
Yeah.
You know, my grandpa still works the CPA. And it's disappointing, but his CPA number is not like 4. You'd think it would be like a really, you know, you get a number when you're done.
Oh, like telling you which CPA you are?
Yeah, because he's been a CPA since like probably like 1950, and he's still working. You'd think you'd have a really low number. It is low, but it's not like one digit, you know? You'd think you'd have a very low CPA number.
Think the first CPA is still out there?
It's not like when you're in a relationship and your partner says, what's your number? It's not like how many people did you do their taxes?
Yeah, exactly. It was... Mm-hmm. He'd be the coolest guy on earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think
like
nobody.
My number is probably 4, but like I did their taxes all the time.
They were very complicated taxes. Mm-hmm. No, he's probably like the lowest number still working. Mm-hmm. I'd guess.
Wow.
And that you too. And I called him today. He was at work. Okay.
It's fascinating.
What else? Yeah. Are you being facetious? That's cool. Rob, do you want to still be podcasting when you're 92?
No.
If it meant you were still alive, but like you, all right, Rob, you could live to 92.
Do you think anybody wants to listen to me at 92 podcast?
It'll be like, all right, like Rob, I mean, I can't even pretend like I'm still going to be here, but like Rob and like Akiva Jr. are ranking the best brands
Akiva
of adult
Jr.'s
diapers
not even born
today.
Yet.
Well, yeah, I guess that's a good point. Well, it could be my grandkid, I think, at night. I'm trying to think. Hold on. It could be my grandkid. Easy. Yeah. Be my grandkid.
Wow.
Yeah. Bring the best brands of adult diapers.
Mm-hmm. Now that's a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although maybe
Royal Rumble 92.
I'm thinking like sort of like 92 now. Like I might be like 92 and like, hey. It's like, you know, 50 years from now, like maybe I've had like a bunch of like rejuvenation. I could be in better shape than I am now.
Yeah. And also 92, maybe it won't be that old in you know, 50 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because my grandfather said, like, I don't want to live to 100 like that to him. That's like R92 is 100. Like, what are you going to do at 100?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
But so maybe he'll get to 100 and he'll be like, no, this rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Applesauce is the best or whatever. I don't mm-hmm. know. Amanda writes in, not Dr.
So
Amanda.
Is that maybe a no on the Felipe idea?
Yeah. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not a bad, honestly, it's not a bad idea. I just don't think it's sustainable and I'd be bad at it.
Mm-hmm. It might be like a good variety pack idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea for a different podcast to try.
Mm-hmm.
This is called Robin Akiva need like a helper, need an assistant, need a secretary.
Okay.
From Amanda. She says, is it me or does it seem like you guys need help reminding, need some help remembering to ask us stuff. Maybe if you had an assistant, that would help. They'd run the new official Robin Akiva Twitter, sharing all the Google forms that are forgotten about until the last minute. Take notes when you say, hey, remember this. Come up with a 5-timers gift, etc. As an elementary school teacher.
Yes.
I think I'd be particularly good at this for a variety of reasons, but let's open it up to discussion.
Yeah. Okay. So this is not Dr. Amanda Rabinowitz. Different Amanda.
It is not.
Okay.
Different Amanda.
So yeah, should somebody be running the Robin Akiva social channels?
Part of me thinks like we should have done it a while ago.
Okay. So
and
so,
now is it like, is it too late?
Too late,
too late
now.
For what? To have a Twitter?
It's too late to apologize. See, I got it. In under 15
seconds. That was good.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
1-0. Yeah, I would do that. I mean, we're kind of Twitter people collectively. I know you're on TikTok now. You have left us on Twitter to go join TikTok. I mean,
I'm still on Twitter.
Yeah.
But I don't know about main... bad art friend.
Yeah. It's not our
couch
guy.
Still don't know it. Still don't know about it. Speaking of Dr. Amanda just dropped a podcast about bad art friend as we speak.
Oh my God.
Wait, also I have to say, I think that was like a very poor comparison because like I'm never on TikTok, but I knew about Couch Guy and I'm on Twitter all the time and I didn't know about bad art friend. So I don't think it's a very good metric. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Anyway, I think Amanda should be hired. I mean, do you want to open this up to other people to apply? I think like she's taking the initiative. I'd rather hire someone who's willing to do it.
Look, that we on this podcast, we reward people that take the initiative. Yes. And if Amanda wants to start running the Robin Akiva social channels, then I am all for it. Will any objection?
No objection here.
Mm-hmm.
Her responsibilities are running the social channels, starting with
this
Twitter,
is an unpaid,
I guess.
Position.
Unpaid position. Well, yeah. She should pay us. No, I'm kidding. Mm-hmm. Unpaid position. Running the social channel, sending me a reminder every week. Hey, put this on the wheel. It's been 2 months. Hey, you know, do this. You guys said you'd follow up
Will's
on.
Job.
Yeah, I already do that. And Akiva sometimes doesn't even.
No,
remember.
Will does. No, I. This okay. So she could focus more on the social channel and like doing it via social media.
Yeah.
Whereas like Will would maybe remind me, she's reminding the listeners of stuff.
Yeah, and maybe she could tweet out the idea form like other times during the week. Now we know the dead time to tweet it out is Saturday.
Yeah. Don't do it then.
Don't do it then.
Maybe we'll do metrics. Maybe you could like
there should be a Renap Instagram page. Maybe people could like record themselves pitching an idea and then we could play those.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe TikToks.
Yeah, play TikToks on the podcast.
Yeah.
And we already have a TikToker or an app TikToker.
But people could make a Renap suggestion on TikTok.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would love it.
Yeah. Okay.
So Amanda, you're welcome to the team. You are hired.
Okay. All right. What's going to be our Renap Twitter handle?
That's a good question.
We're just going to have her make it. Just don't put an underscore in it.
No underscore. Yeah.
Don't let it be like Renap _ Twitter.
Cohen.
Yeah.
I mean, you think at Renap is taken? Like, you might be able to get at Renap still.
Okay, well, we'll make sure we get it before we post this podcast.
Well, I know. The second I said that,
somebody already has it. Rana Pariri. She's one follower.
You know somebody got me at Kiev? We didn't talk about this.
Yes.
Wait, what?
You know about this, Rob.
Yes, you told me.
Did I talk about it?
I told you
off the podcast?
Off podcast.
Yeah, somebody got me at Kiev, but like I can't access it. It's weird.
It's very strange.
It's complicated. Because now you can only need 5 letters in your new Twitter handle. So I don't know if you could move around 4-letter names. If somebody actually works at Twitter and listens to this podcast, or knows someone works at Twitter, please send me over them, because I got to figure this out.
Sure, this is their top priority.
This should be your, I know they get bothered a lot about being verified. That's not what I'm bothering about. I want what's rightfully sort of mine, which is that key. Okay. Here's an idea that just came in from Kelly H, called RNA Night at the Improv. I assume the RNA is referring to us. She says this may have been tossed around.
Vaccine component RNA.
No. Or like research and assistant.
Yeah.
This may have been tossed around. I don't know. It could also work in the variety show. So you bring in some of the famous theater kids like Mike Bloom or even Hannah Shapiro and play classic improv games. Here's a website with a few games. No, I don't want to do this. Huh. I don't really want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was something totally different. I thought it would be like
a variety show. The idea was called what?
Robin Akiva Night at the Improv.
Night at the Improv. And you and it's play that we do improv games, and you thought it was not going to be that.
Because I saw variety show in the email. I saw the words variety show. Mm-hmm. That caught my eye. I thought we'd be doing like people would come on and do different talents. Like Mike Bloom could be like, hey, I can jump rope while podcasting and you don't even know. And somebody else could be like, I could sing the ABCs backwards.
This was like a pitch for the live show in Minnesota that we were talking about. But we said we didn't think that the listeners were going to come out with enough, potential acts for the show.
Yeah, I don't think I talked about it, but there was a guy in Minnesota who said he'd do 5 minutes of stand up. And I said, okay.
Yeah.
And I started getting cold feet like when we were in Minnesota. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if it's like the appropriate forum for random stand-up that's not like about us.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't like 5 minutes.
Yeah. You gotta hear his act.
So I heard his act. He taped his whole act for me and sent it to me.
How was it?
It was fine, but it wasn't like, it wasn't really, no, it just wasn't appropriate for like our setting. I think you really wanted it. If I remember correctly, you wanted the guy, because we also had no ideas at the time. You're like, you wanted this guy to go up there.
Mm-hmm.
But I did scrap it last second, but yeah, it would be stuff like that. That would be like a variety pack.
Yeah, I think I'd be like, as long as it wasn't like super offensive.
No, it wasn't super offensive.
I feel like if it was good, great. And if it was bad, great.
I don't think it wasn't bad. I think it would have been nothing. Like, I just don't think it would have been the proper form. And then we ended up coming up with better stuff. It was fine.
All right. So no night at the Improv.
No night. Not as currently constituted.
Mm-hmm.
Allison has an idea. We already have something similar to this, but it's called What's My Name Again? Now we have something called What's My Age Again?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the return of the banter episode, but with a twist. It can be played in four rounds with different banter topics. Before each round, Rob and Akiva are given the name of a well-known figure. They have to engage in the banter as that figure, with each trying to guess who the other one is. Like, guessing correctly ends the round. Oh, so I'm like, okay. I didn't know what this was.
Like doing impressions?
So I'm like Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I'm like, ooh, my head hurts.
Yeah.
And you're like, why does your head hurt?
Well,
I'm like,
well, let's try one. Okay. Will, use the Zoom chat.
Yeah.
And then you send the famous DM figure to Akiva.
Yeah. I'm going to send each of you guys.
Okay, but don't get me like very canceled.
And then throw out a subject, and then I have to guess. I'm guessing, or then say the subject, and then am I allowed to ask questions?
Yeah, then we're going to have a 4-minute conversation. I just am going to be in character.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, you go first.
Who's going first?
You go first.
Go first what?
You're talking to me, and then I'll talk in character.
But
we're supposed to have like a 4-minute conversation, and you have to guess.
But there's no subject?
The subject is traffic.
We're supposed to talk about traffic. Okay.
Okay.
All right, fine. You start the conversation about traffic.
So, how was the traffic?
Well, me flew here on a spaceship.
You flew here on a spaceship?
Yeah. I was looking for my gold.
Oh, are you Leprechaun?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, that was so easy.
Yeah, that was easy. Mm-hmm. Well, because you did the impression.
Well, that was supposed to be the impression, I thought.
Are you?
Was I supposed to play it straight as Leprechaun?
I don't know.
What was it? What? Hold on. Let me go back and read Allison's Allison's email. Hold on. You're given the name of a well-known figure. You have to engage in the banter as that figure, with each trying to guess who the other one is. So, like, should I be saying, like, you know, should I just be saying Leprechaun stuff, or am I doing the Leprechaun voice? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there'll be that many impressions, though.
Yeah. Rob would be better as the person. I'd be better at the guesser, because Rob is a famous impression person.
I don't know.
Well, do you want to do it now, or are we making this an episode? Like, if we're making an episode,
We're seeing if it works. I think this is like basically you're in Costco, and it's like you're having the sample on the toothpick. It's like, oh yeah,
you're in Costco?
I would buy this. Yeah,
I think we need like the right level of obscure enough figures where like you can't just immediately recognize who it is. Yeah. But
don't give him Adam Schefter.
Yeah, but not just like some no name.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be
message Rob.
Is this okay? Can we do this one?
Well, message Rob with another person.
Yeah, but don't do it. It popped up. Just do a direct. Don't do the Zoom chat. To
you saw who it was, Rob?
I saw it pop up. I didn't look at it.
Okay. Yeah.
I sent it just to you.
Okay. Maybe Rob has like a super he's an omniscient Zoom or something.
Okay. All right. So you sent you sent one to both of us.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Got it. Okay. All right. So, all right, Akiva, ask me a question.
Is there a topic or just about anything?
Let's just do no topic.
No topic. All right. How's the weather today?
I mean, I haven't popped up from the sewer too much, but mm-hmm. it seems like warm. Like I like.
I got a question for you.
Yeah,
I have a question for you.
Yeah,
Who's your favorite, 14th century painter?
My friends and I are all very much into Renaissance. I personally, yeah. mm-hmm. I don't know too many of them, but master was very into. Very into them.
So this guy, let's call him Shredder.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Don't even get me started.
Is he cool?
No, definitely not cool.
Like, I have a weird question about, like, do you think Shredder smells? Does Shredder smell? I always wondered that.
Sewer a lot. Musky. He mm-hmm. sweats.
What's your opinion on pizza?
Love it. Never had a bad one.
Would you, like, in your crew, let's say if you had a crew, would you be like the pizza guy?
I'm probably not the biggest guy.
Do you like it? You don't really love pizza.
I like it. Actually, I'm working on an invention that is going to cook the pizza in record time. Just put the ingredients in and it's going to produce all of the pizza that you would want in very fast time.
Mm-hmm.
Only problem is there's no outlets in the sewer.
That is a big problem. I mean, anytime you move into a new place, you're always sort of disappointed with the amount of outlets. So that's mm-hmm. pretty relatable, honestly. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are. They're probably just behind other pipes and stuff, and you haven't seen them yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually what happens.
Ideally, you want to keep the water away from the electric.
I mean, I don't know how you do that in the sewer, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wish I knew the Ninja Turtles better. I don't remember who's who.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll just ask questions. April, would you say you have a crush on April? What's your relationship with April?
I think we have a professional relationship.
Fine.
You know, she's like a friend. Mm-hmm. Definitely, it'd be weird.
No, time out. One second. Does one of the Ninja Turtles date April or no?
I don't remember.
Oh, it's so April, is she's not a romantic interest for any of them? I really don't remember.
I think they kind of did that a little bit in the movie.
Yeah, the live action one. Was that Megan Fox was April in that?
I don't know. I'm not in the 90s one.
I think in the favorite Michael Bay one.
Mm-hmm. Sir, what is your favorite color?
Purple.
Okay, so I know you're purple, I think.
Yes.
Are you Donatello?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Wow. A big fan of your work.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
That's amazing.
Yes.
You're a fan of me?
A big NGOG fan.
Okay. Oh, great. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Wow. I found on the TMNT wiki, apparently Donatello had a huge crush on April and fell in love with her at first sight.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was
unrequited.
Yes. Sorry.
It apparently is unrequited. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I think maybe this has potential, but I feel like it still needs a little bit of a tweak.
Yeah, I mean,
that was fun.
You guys said you didn't want to do improv, but this is basically just an improv game, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. I never said I didn't want to do improv. Akiva said he doesn't want to do improv.
I don't want to hear, have improv games with other people.
Mm. Only with us?
I don't know. I mean, I enjoyed that. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could play that again.
Okay. We'll put it in the waiting room.
Maybe that could be a recurring segment in the mailbag. Michelle says, season 3, episode 7. We haven't added one of those in a while. Herman's Head. She says, this is a great idea.
Yes.
For S3E7, she watched Herman's Head. That show was wild and has imprinted my mind.
Okay.
My childhood. She says, this guy has four people living his head who comment on everything he does. I had no idea that's what it's about.
Yeah, you didn't know.
Is called,
what did you think it was about?
I thought it was a war show, honestly.
Herman's Head is a war
show. I thought it was MASH. Show. I thought it was Vietnam War stuff. Is it black and white or color?
It's in color.
Okay. Yeah, it's from 1993.
Yeah.
S3E7 is called
Thermo. You're thinking of Hogan's Heroes.
Hogan's Heroes. You're right.
Hogan's Head.
Yeah. It's called Her Motivated is the name of the episode. And in it, motivational speaker Dick Van Adams inspires Herman to becoming success while stepping on his friend.
Yep. I mean, it's basically, did you see Inside Out, Akiva?
Yeah. It's like the sitcom.
Yeah, I've been in the room when my kids watch. Yeah. I haven't seen the whole thing.
Yeah. Basically, Herman is a guy who has people living in his head that are sort of the personifications of different emotions that he might have.
Yeah. I know one of them is lust, and it's like a frat bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we could put them into the Sex and a Kiwi and say who's who.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a
boomers for that. What do you think? Well, you're young.
I don't know if it's a boomer show,
but it sounds like a boomer show because like young people don't know about it.
I think this is a home run.
I mean, I'm young and I don't know about it.
Well, look, Will is famously one of our Gen Z listeners and says this is a home run.
Okay, yeah. Let's put it in. We have an extra spot.
A couple of Simpsons voices on it. So maybe like we get like some Simpsons crossover. Lisa Simpson is one of the people.
That is interesting. Do you still have the fishbowl? We have. I don't think the fishbowl's come up since you moved. So
yeah, it's been a minute.
You have, or maybe the one time it came up, you were mid move. So do you have it? Can you add Herman's Hill? Can you add Herman's Head to the fishbowl now?
I can. You know, I can. The issue is that I don't know where the spare ping pong balls are. I have the fishbowl. I don't know.
So here's what I think. That's interesting. Yeah. That's interesting.
That I might have lost in the move. The blank ping pong balls.
All right. Well, we'll give you a week. A reminder, Amanda, your first reminder is remind me to remind Rob that, or I guess Will also could do this.
Here, you know what? So we have Sex in the City. Let's just cross that out.
That should be a cross off. That should be a cross off because we're not doing it.
Yeah.
We already did it. We did it with Kirsten.
Let me just scribble that out and make that Herman's Head.
Perfect.
Okay.
And you don't think that'll affect the weight of the ball, all the extra writing on it? Now you'll know. This feels extra heavy. A lot of Sex in the City, cross the crowd.
Renap is rigged.
Head. Mm-hmm. What people say.
Yeah.
All right, one more, and then we'll spin the wheel. Okay.
Okay.
Unless you have something for us, Will. I know it was literally 5 minutes notice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to, I guess I have two things. One is just what we talked about pre-show. I think Wishmaster is a great choice for the crappy movie diaper.
Yeah, or, Will was telling me about that before we came on. Wishmaster.
I'll look into it.
Okay.
What else you got?
It's like right in the sweet spot. My other thing is, I think the rise and fall of the Olsen twins. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Akiva.
I'm fine doing it, but I want to focus on like watching Olsen twin stuff.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You want to hear about their life?
We can ask some questions about it and we could definitely talk about their life, but I think I want it to be more watching stuff than that's with the JTT stuff. I think watching the Home Improvement was more interesting to me than like an expert on JTT telling us stuff. Cause sometimes you can get into what Rob would call like book report territory, you know? Rob hates that.
Barely like books.
I don't like reports.
Mm-hmm.
So
0-2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm happy to add that. I'm happy to add Mary Kate and Ashley of the Wheel. What do you think about that, Rob?
I've said to put it on from the get-go.
Okay. Well, power up the Mario music because it's on the wheel.
Akiva's turned his key.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There we go.
Wow. All it took was a push from Will from America.
Yeah. That's what I came here to do.
We've been, dancing around for a while. I just didn't, wanted a, and then we could have people decide which movie or movies of theirs to watch.
Yeah. There's endless content, endless gold.
Okay.
They did make a lot of content.
Will, did you need any help planning your wedding from Rob and Akiva?
I mean, we got a lot of time, but some help would certainly be nice.
Okay.
You sent me an email this week, Will.
I did.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'll announce it here. I'm officially asking the question in 2 weeks. Gonna propose to my girlfriend of almost
and
2 years.
She listens to the show.
No, she doesn't listen to the podcast.
But she like is on Twitter. Someone's gonna tell her like, hey.
She already knows that I'm asking her because she hates.
Does she
surprises.
Know what day?
Yeah, she knows like the exact day.
She hates surprises.
Yeah, she like she would not be okay with me just asking her without any advance notice.
Mm-hmm.
That's very courteous of you.
That is very courteous.
I mean, that's why we have such a healthy relationship. We got communication, baby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I hope you stay together forever, but like if you ever do something wrong,
Will,
you're like, I know you hate surprises.
Does she know how? She knows it's coming, but does she know the exact moment?
No.
Okay.
So it will be like a bit of a surprise, I suppose.
Well, you've got to plan some fake outs.
Yeah, that's true.
It can like call.
I'll just like get down on my knees to like tie my shoes
tie
a lot.
Your shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
Will, you know what color war is?
What?
You know what color war is?
Color war? Is that like in summer camp?
Yeah. Well, your girlfriend I know knows. I'm not going to get into why she knows, but I know she knows.
Because she's Jewish?
I feel like this is like a recurring question that you ask people about. Like, do
so
they
I'm
know
saying like color war has fake out, breakout.
Fake out,
breakout.
I don't know what that is.
The point of color war is like, you don't know when it's happening in the summer. You know, it's like 3 days. It's coming probably towards the end, but like it could happen at any time. Some like helicopter is going to fly overhead and drop a bunch of papers saying color war breakout, go to the gym or whatever.
A helicopter. Color war.
I mean, that's for like a fancy camp. I don't know. But like
when I was a kid, I heard
there was like a camp, and I'm sure this was an urban legend, but it was like, it was this camp that like had two different types of drinks. And if you got like the blue drink, your pee was blue, and you got the other drink, your pee was red. And like,
what?
That's how you knew which team you were on. But that was for sure fake. It's just something you hear when you're 8 years old. It's not true. But yeah.
Talk about a fake out breakout.
Yeah. So
I think you need to go to the hospital.
Right. So can I read your email from this week?
Sure.
Permission.
Hi, Robin Akiva. I'm proposing to my girlfriend in 2.5 weeks. It's not a surprise. She knows. And so I should have known the answer to those questions. And we have no idea what to make our wedding hashtag. My name is Will Simone, like Sea Monster. And I don't know. Everyone says it differently. Like Allie calls you like Simone. How do you say your last name?
Simon.
Simon.
People initially always think it's Simon, like which is like better. The worst thing for you to think it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like Simone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And hers is Julia Passetti.
Yes.
I'll be honest. I've seen her name. I haven't thought about it too much. But in my head, I feel like I'm good with pronouncing names. I would have thought it's Passette, Rob. It's P-A-S-E-T-T-E.
Yeah, it smelled like cassette.
Yeah, looks like cassette. So it's Passetti. So Simon, see Simon first, and Passetti. Will and Julia.
What do you think, Rob?
See, remember the like Siemens, and it would be like see Siemens first.
Okay.
What?
It was like a commercial in the 90s.
Like a defunct furniture store.
For a defunct furniture store, Siemens.
Oh, I see.
You don't remember that commercial? Like, you're a bit, yeah. It was, on the island, I think. Anyway.
Okay.
Simon and Passetti, Will and Julia. Should we pose this to the listeners? Rob, do you have anything? Are you good at wedding hashtags?
Let's just look at it for a second.
Okay. Will. See. Like, we could put the Will in there as like part of the hashtag also. Like, hashtag Will.
Will you marry
Julia.
Me? Yeah.
Will Julia Passetti.
Passetti. Mm-hmm. Ready, Passetti, go.
That's pretty good.
Ready, Passetti, go is pretty good. But there's no Will in there at all.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's still good. Ready, Passetti, go is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the kind of thing I think we need to like just stare at it for a while.
There are probably listeners who are like professional wedding
hashtag
people.
I'll be doing another podcast, Will, and then we'll come up with this.
You'll text them, but then we'll get back to it next week on the show. Okay. If you have anything, Passetti, ready, set, Passetti. Do you have a middle name, Will?
David.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Hers is a lot to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready, Passetti. Is she keeping her name?
We're hyphenating.
Okay, so I was just thinking, because if she wasn't, you'd be like, ready, Passetti, go, like it's the last name.
Like, get out of here.
Get out of here, Passetti. It's Simone time. But I guess not.
Okay. All right. So, more to come on that. All right, let's talk about what's on the wheel right now.
Let's do that.
Season 3, episode 7. I got the fishbowl right here. Very handy. Coin flip. Mm-hmm. Crappy movie diaper, which is the Ernest movie diaper right now.
Yes. No, is that separate?
I think the crappy movie diaper consists of, it's a spooky movie diaper, right? What's in it? Ernest,
okay.
Right?
Okay, fine. Yeah, so you're right.
Guest choice. Okay, Will from America is here.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Robin and Kevin need a college athlete.
Yep.
Should that go in the quicksand? Am I opening up a controversy?
No, I mean, I know you were not excited about it, but I also think my problem with that is I was excited about it.
Yeah,
I know it was more you than me. Well, I'll say this. It's
been a while.
I'll say this. I have not submitted people for it. I do wonder if we should take a step back and I should put out a form. Maybe it should have been in the super form, but it's too late. Hey, would you be interested in this? And if people are interested, I think it's actually a good episode. Even talking to a few college athletes, we'll definitely be able to make that episode.
I think you and I have different visions of this.
What's your vision?
My vision is that people were going to write in and say, these are the college athletes we should reach out to be the official college athlete.
That's my vision too. That's my vision too.
Okay.
But I'm saying, if we have people, I think it's a good episode. My fear is that we won't have anybody like interested in coming on.
But you think that we won't have the college athletes, or you think we won't have the people writing in to say what college?
Well, we need the people to get us the college athletes. Like, we're not like scouring the 100,000 Division 1, 2, and 3 college athletes and finding, you know what I mean? Like, we need the people to narrow down the field. We're not just like, all right, who's the quarterback for Alabama? Let's get them. We can't get that person.
Yeah, but we would never we wouldn't consider that person.
I know, but there's an infinite number almost. Even if you just did college football, college basketball, like, there's an infinite number of athletes. We're also looking for
so college athletes are going to interview with us for this position?
If there's a lot of people, or if not, we'll just have someone come on and we'll discuss it with them. I think they should interview with us. Yes. Mm-hmm. I think ideally there should be three of them.
I mean, aren't they going to feel like a major loser when some podcast passes on them as their official college athlete?
That's a good point. I mean, but do you want to go to one? Then we just talk to one friend.
I think we find out who's but maybe we have the better version of this, of who's our reach celebrity.
Yeah, but I think they're separate episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I hear what you're saying. Let's put this in temporary quicksand while I work on this episode for a week. And then
I feel like that people are hey, there's this great D2 tennis player that would be perfect for you guys.
Yeah. I agree. I'm going to get to that this week. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put out a form, find the athletes, and then we'll put it back on the wheel. I just want to make sure we have the athletes.
I mean, this is one of the episodes I'd probably come very close to skipping.
Oh,
but here's the thing. Let me pitch you on it. I totally get it, but you're also not a sports person.
Yeah, I'm not a sports person. So I'm the wrong
person. I don't think you have to be a sports person. We're not getting into their OPS. We're not getting into the nitty gritty of their stats. It's a random athlete. Maybe they have there's something funny about them. And they're, the third baseman for the Norfolk State softball team. And we're, shout out to Will's beloved Virginia. And then it's all right, they're going to be officially a Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast athlete, right? We're giving them the NLI, national letter, whatever it's called. We're they're essentially a sponsorship with them. And we'll talk to them about being a college athlete and things like that.
Is it bad that I'm getting bored now just hearing about the episode?
It's not great, but that's why we're putting in temporary quicksand. maybe we'll meet the most electric athlete of all time. And also be fun to track them for the rest of the college. Like, hey, here's how's our athlete doing? Like, maybe if they're in a big slump, we have to cut them from the team, we can't keep giving them our money. All right, so let's put this in temporary quicksand for a week and we will reconvene next week about this episode.
Do they get to wear our logo in their games?
Yeah, if we send them a logo. Oh, no, in the games, no, they're not allowed to do that in any college sport.
Okay, are they allowed to record commercials for us?
I think so. I think I'll look into what exactly they're allowed to do, but yeah, it's they can promote us on social, but during the game, no, you definitely would not be allowed to do that.
Okay.
Even if we give them $1 million.
Well, look. For $1 million, that they can figure something out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
shave their head, Renap wheel.
That's right. Get a tattoo, visible one. All right. Okay. What's my age again?
Yeah, I'm excited about
that. That one.
Rob and Akiva write a kid's book.
Mm-hmm.
The Dad Joke Off. The Willy Wonka commentary. Well, do we pick the right movie for that?
Oh yeah, I think it's I think that or B movie would have been my pick, but
did you see where Jerry Seinfeld had to apologize, went on an apology tour apologize about all of the sexual tension between him and the human female lead in the film?
Yeah, I don't think an apology was necessary.
Hmm.
I think that's just art.
A little weird. It's a little weird.
Yeah, just the size difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I remember thinking at the time when we watched the movies with the boys, why'd they make this romantic story? But it's also weird that he's apologizing. It was an earnest apology. But, you know what? I forgot to do something again this week, which was I wanted to go over all the game shows.
Okay.
We've gotten a lot of requests hey, put Pointless, put other things back on the wheel. But do you have 2 minutes to discuss that now?
Okay, sure.
What do you think about doing Pointless again? I thought it was fun. It was by far the most work I've ever had to do for an episode.
My life is fine.
Okay, fine. So no pointless. Will, what are the other game shows we've done? The Price is Right.
Other game shows.
Match Game, The Price is Right.
Yeah, I mean, The Price is Right was kind of weird because it was all based on Renap things.
I thought The Price is Right was very fun. But I also don't think we need to do it again. That was also one of the more recent ones.
I don't know if it's repeatable.
Yeah,
I could see the match game was could be repeated.
Yeah, I think match game was fun.
Renappy with squares. How was that?
Yeah, that was pretty good. It would be tough to pull off again.
Yeah, and we already did Family Feud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So maybe there isn't a. Maybe we need new ones. Maybe we got to think of new games more than the old games. But okay. Yeah,
whatever happened to the Weakest Link? Because I know that was tossed around for a while.
I don't know. That's in development.
In development. Okay. Yeah. Development. I would be open to having the match game come back, but you know, there's no rush.
Okay, fine. All right, good to know. What else is on the wheel?
Okay. The Human Lie Detector.
Love it.
Okay. Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen, that has with a 1 week waiting period. And is the variety pack on the wheel now?
Yeah, the variety pack's on the wheel.
Okay. All right. Will, I'm not missing anything.
Wheel's getting
anything,
a little thicker.
Yeah.
Did you say dad jokes?
I did say dad jokes.
Yeah, got dad jokes. Okay, Rise and Fall of the Olsen twins, but that's not eligible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
All
right, I'm excited.
Okay. Here we go. Let's see what's coming up in episode 152. Here we go. It is going to be coin flip.
Ooh. Wow.
Keep, do you have a coin?
I don't. Will, do you have a coin?
I do, actually. I have a big stack right here.
Oh, wow. What do you have a big stack of coins for?
It's for D&D.
For D&D. What, is there a lot of coin flipping in D&D?
No, it's I'll like put the coins on the map to represent like enemies.
Got it.
No one wants to hear about this.
So. Akiva is very interested.
I'm sure.
D&D,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. So, Will, who are you going to have call it?
Rob, call it for me.
Okay. Call in the air. I will call heads.
It is tails. All right, Akiva.
Guess it's on me. Can I even like, I almost don't want to pick it right now. I almost want to wait.
You want to punt?
I don't want to. No, I want to make the choice. I don't want to make it live on air.
You got to make it on air.
I want to make sure.
Look,
wheels are in motion.
That's not a satisfying ending for anybody who's listening to the podcast.
Think about how good the beginning was. It's like, all right, they didn't nail the landing, but you know, there were so many great twists and turns in the middle.
No one wants a cliffhanger at the end of a podcast.
Yeah. I mean, we've always like said what the next podcast is going to be.
I know, but it is a little tricky because I'll tell you, I'll let you know my thought process.
Okay.
First of all, Rob, what would you have picked that had come up?
Dad joke off.
I know you so well. I knew you were going to pick dad joke.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking that I was going to take, What's Your Age Again? I'm excited about What's Your Age Again.
Okay.
But I have to make sure, A, that we have Saturday available. Are you available next Saturday to record it?
Probably.
And, yeah. And then B, like, is KFC, Karen from Canada, is she available, you know, because we need her to, she's gotten all these guests already. Mm-hmm. So I'm just talking to her. I'm wasting time here, vamping, making sure she's ready.
Look, if it's not ready, we take a week off and we come back when it's ready.
Ah, so you're saying, like, if I choose it and it's not ready, I don't get a second choice. It's just not happening until the next episode.
Yeah, the next episode of the podcast will be whenever What's My Age Again is ready.
Well, that's a lot of pressure. I could make a pick. It could never be ready. She could be like, you know what? I'm swamped at work. I'm on
podcast
vacation.
Podcast is over.
Yeah, if she says like, okay.
Dogs are keeping me busy. I need 6 weeks.
Look, then if you talk to Karen from Canada, full disclosure, we're recording this a little bit earlier in the week. We'll come back on and say, hey, we talked to Karen. It's not going to happen this week. She's out of the country for the next 3 weeks. We're going to pick, Akiva's going to pick something else.
Well, it depends what the country is. Yeah. Technically, she's always out of the country. If you're like American centric.
Right.
And like, if this is an American podcast.
Well, I didn't think she's in America.
Yeah.
She's always out of the country. She is literally Karen from Canada.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is America, to you, America's the only country, basically.
No, that's okay. Actually not what I said at all.
It's the opposite. Mm-hmm. You think every country's. Okay, so I don't know. This is a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Look, then punt and give me the pick.
I'm going to live on the wild side. Next week, we're playing What's Your Age Again.
Okay. All right.
Let's do it. And if there's no podcast again, you know why. It's because Karen has disappeared from the earth.
We'll let you know when the podcast
What if she says a month? We're not going to do a podcast for a month? Or is it like, okay, at that point, is there an amount of time where we would come back?
If we can't get to it in 2 weeks, okay, that we will come back before the episode. Well, we're recording this on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We will.
Wednesday, September 4th.
This podcast is not dropping for 4 days. This episode. So mm-hmm. that if we hear back in the next 4 days that there will be a very long interruption, mm-hmm. we will figure out, we will let Akiva pick a new idea.
Well, spoiler, I think it's going to happen. I think we're good to go. So.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we always figure it out.
That's our logo. Like our slogan, like Leprechaun's logo is, we're going to have a grand old murdering time, or what was the tagline for this movie? Do you remember?
One small step for man, one, mm-hmm. I don't know what the other. Yeah.
One giant amount of terror, something about terror. There was definitely terror in the tagline.
Yeah.
But ours is, we'll always figure something out. That's our mm-hmm. slogan. Figuring it out.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We lost Will mm-hmm. from America.
Like, do you think he was like bored and he left?
He rage quit the
podcast. He already got knocked out once. I don't know how the internet is. He should, you know,
mm-hmm.
that we're gonna have to get him a really like expensive wedding present of like just a bunch of cash and just to upgrade his internet.
Modem. Yeah,
like here's a modem. No more dialogue.
Okay. All right.
Do you think we're gonna? Now he's not here. Do you think we're gonna be invited to Wolf of America's wedding?
I mean, I don't think it's actually that far from me.
But do you think we're gonna be invited?
I know you want to be invited to everybody's wedding.
I think you're for sure going to get invited.
Yeah, I'm
on the fence.
I like maybe if he listens to this, like now you'll get like a pity invite.
Oh, I forgot he's going to listen. Yeah, mm-hmm. No, I don't want a pity invite. Cut this. Mm-hmm. No, but don't really cut it. But
yeah,
I wonder, but Will, whatever your decision was beforehand, you can't change it.
Yeah.
If we're invited.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't shock me if we were, weren't.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you do like a 200 something person, like a big wedding, I feel like we'd make the cut. If it's like a small intimate family affair, mm-hmm. we're gonna get snubbed, you know.
What are you gonna do? One of these days, mm-hmm. you'll get invited to a wedding.
I get invited to weddings. I just, you know, I don't actually like going to weddings. I just like the idea of mm-hmm. you know.
I don't even want to be invited to weddings. You've always talked about for all the years that I've podcast with you.
Well, we used to get invited to like officiate weddings on the Seinfeld podcast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't know why we don't really. We got a bunch of. We got like three or four of those on Seinfeld. We haven't really gotten any recently on Renat. I guess probably COVID.
People are over it.
You think people are over weddings, over us? Or
yeah, we're
no.
All
I don't
news.
Think they're over us. Yeah. I mean, I'd like to think more
Kelly
people
White
listen now.
And Colin did.
That's true.
You know,
yeah, we did literally did a wedding on this podcast like 2 months ago. That's a good point. I'd like to think more people are listening now than in like Seinfeld. Probably way more.
True, but yeah, I guess maybe we had like more of an appeal then. It's more podcasts was like, now.
Yeah, it was very little competition. It was just like us and Marc Maron back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were
like, if you didn't listen to us, you had to like, all right, who's on Marc Maron this week? Oh, I don't want to listen to hear him talk.
Like, what
to
we were
Schneider.
Doing was a little bit more novel then.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Now everyone has a podcast. Yeah. Some people have 3.5.
Yep. All right. Next time out, what's my age again?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we
what's
get
your
to
age
it?
Again, I think.
What's your age?
We know
age
our
again?
Ages. I'm 37, you're 40 something. Yeah. We know our ages.
Yeah. But, you know, the song is What's My Age Again?
Yeah, where this aren't is a play on it.
What's your well, what's age your again? Age?
What's your age again? Yeah, because we're trying to guess their ages, the listener's ages.
And the listener is asking the question, what's my age again?
I mean, we're really the question. We'll like, ask the questions
you're
around
you're
here.
You're stepping on like the whole point of like doing this was that was based off of the joke that was that there's the song, What's My Age Again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what if I'm like a random Renap listener?
We
who listens
never
to like,
knew their age.
Your problem is really with the word again and not my or your. which I get, but I think it's like, what's your age again? we're asking the question to the listener.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're asking the question to us. Like, what's my age again? They were sort of forced to be here. I know. They definitely know the answer. It's a rhetorical question if they're asking. But I think we're asking. What's your age again?
Mm-hmm.
And this is me versus you?
Yeah.
Okay. We're not playing as a team. I think we should play against each other.
You seem very confident.
Well, I'm coming off a big win. I really pulled a few Family Feud questions out of the deep recesses of my brain.
Mm-hmm.
I carried Leon into that victory.
Yeah. I will say, I think your final round question was a lot easier than...
Yeah, that is a problem with that type of thing. That yeah, you got like the innuendo question, I think. We had a different one.
Yeah. Yeah. You got it very early. I will give you credit. Like, at the point you got it. But there was like 0% chance you would miss it. Like, if you saw all the clues.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
And, I'll tease something and then you can say goodbye to everybody. Okay. We had a production meeting for Nat Podcast this week.
Yes.
It's like we're big time podcast boys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We had a production meeting.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say.
Okay. All right. Akiva, what's coming up for you?
NGOG this week, you know, after every season, we take a break and we watch movies with the actors in.
Mm-hmm.
So we watched two movies, a supposedly fun idea we'll never do again. Yeah, we watched, because our show is called New Girl, Old Guy, and the TV show is called New Girl. So we watched a movie called The New Guy with DJ Qualls. Do you have any DJ Qualls opinions?
No.
Hate that guy. And then, I'm sure he's nice in real life, but I'm not a fan of his work. And then we watched The Good Girl, which is Jennifer Aniston, John C. Reilly. Mike White wrote that movie, by the way.
What movie?
It's called The Good Girl. They're both from 2002.
Yeah.
Zooey Deschanel is in it. That's why we watch. She's in both of them from 2002. Mm-hmm. She must have been working a lot then. She's also an Almost Famous around there. So it's Jennifer Aniston is married to John C. Reilly. And then Zooey's in it. And there's some other people. Tim Blake Nelson is in it. Mm-hmm. And Jake Gyllenhaal is also in it.
Wow.
And it is.
I feel like that they recently talked about this. Yes, Jake Gyllenhaal.
It just came up in the news. I think he went on.
Jake Gyllenhaal said it was torture to be in a like love scene with Jennifer Aniston.
But I think it was like facetious.
But
facetious
because she's
torture.
So attractive.
Something like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. He, whatever. Anyway, it's not great. But listen, let's talk about it. We had a fun time talking about it.
Oh, you're not a fan
of that movie? No, I mean, it was a drama with like a bunch of comedic actors. It was a mess. It was terrible.
Oh,
like, and yeah, it was all whatever. Listen to my takes there. I won't spoil them here, but
all right. Geez.
Not a DJ Qualls guy either.
Okay. All right. Akiva.
All righty.
Great job.
Yeah. Great job by you as always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Of course, so much else going on RHAP. In addition to all of the Survivor, check out Nothing But Netflix.
I watched it.
Yeah, you watched it. You said you were on episode 6. You weren't sure if you're going to be able to finish it after football.
Plowed ahead. I watched it.
Thumbs up or thumbs down on the Squid
Game? Well, can I ask you one question? Because I have not gotten to listen to your podcast.
Yes.
Did you watch it on with subtitles or did you watch it dubbed?
What do you think?
I think you watched it dubbed.
Yeah, of course.
And what'd Chappelle do?
I think he also watched it dubbed.
I'll be honest. I'll listen because I'm famously the co-founder of that podcast, and I love you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I almost don't want the opinions of the dub people. Well, I'm in a different crew.
Well,
I'm in a different crew than you guys.
Yes. If it's any consolation, Josh Wigler was with us, and what do you think he did?
I'm sure he watched it in the original Korean and learned Korean because he's very dedicated to his craft.
Yes. So there are, but all opinions were represented.
Because there is, and the podcast, if you don't want to be spoiled on a minor point of Squid Games, there is a scene, if you're watching the whole time in Korean with subtitles, there is a scene with the VIPs who are Americans.
Yes.
That will ruin the show for you. It will ruin all shows for you. It is so bad. Because they're speaking in such like a monotone, like Siri, you know, fake AI voice saying the worst, dumbest things you've ever heard in your life. That's so clearly fake. And you probably had that the whole time. So it didn't even take you out of the show. But with the dubs. But here it's like, oh, you watch this great thing. And then they ruin it with that.
I'm a little confused with what you're talking about. So we'll just leave it there.
Yeah. Some people might know. And if they don't, they don't.
Okay.
But I'm talking about the 7th episode with the VIP gambler guys.
Yes. Why? If you watched it in Korean, those that was dubbed in English?
yeah, those guys are speaking English. Probably the same thing you're listening. It made no sense.
Okay.
It's like a show. I'm telling you, it's like a showrunner. Those guys were American. Did you not know they were American?
I knew they were American. They had like, it didn't really take us out of it in the dubbed version.
Yeah, because you were watching the whole time and everyone was speaking English. Here, it's the only time you're speaking English the whole show. And it's people who were unfamiliar with the language. It is wild how bad it was.
Yeah. All right. So I will take you out with the great Alexander Chester. And in case anybody has fallen asleep, want to make sure, just a heads up. Okay, here is The Men in Black. Trying not to play it too loud. Akiva, a lot of people are doing dances to this song on TikTok. I want to do a dance to the Chester version.
Yes, please do.
Yeah.
Rob's tearing up TikTok.
I haven't done any dances.
Would you let your kids join TikTok?
No.
No, you wouldn't.
They can watch.
Yeah, my wife's not a fan
Nicole's
of it either.
TikTok.
Oh, is she big on TikTok?
She's watching.
Oh, I got it. Got it. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Not screwing up my algorithm.
No. They should have like put in like incognito TikTok modes. You can watch stuff there, but you don't want it to like.
It's brilliant.
You know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.